You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You facepalmed her?
I Walter Payton'd her right out of the way.
Oh, my God.
I gave her the sweetness.
I mean, it could be semen. We don't know. Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's right. got a cock and tits.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What?
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPad or an iPhone, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. I sound echoey.
What up?
I sound echoey.
Like who?
I sound echoey.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's probably just our mics.
All right. This is really weird.
It sounds it in your headphones?
Yeah. It sounds like a lot. Like, I can hear myself twice.
Yeah, you're probably hearing you in this mic.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, well. Deal.
It'll deal.
Yeah, just deal with it.
Yeah.
Is it that bad that you can't?
I'll get used to it.
Okay.
It's just weird.
It's just different. She's stupid.
It wasn't like this last week.
No, well, you were over there, so your mic is away from my mic. Now it's closer, in a sense, or your voice is hitting the
like
side.
This?
No.
You're go outside.
Fuck you.
You're fine. You're fine.
It's funny, when I walked in, I saw, like, the chair up against the wall and the table up against the chair.
This is like, I'm not going there.
I was like, seriously?
No, I figured I'd put you there since Marco's off this week.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Marco's on vacation.
She was like, you got to stop this passive-aggressive bullshit.
I was like, if you don't want me here, just tell me.
I'm getting the signs.
Get the fuck out!
There we go. Sounds about right. Right?
You're good. You're fine.
You're motherfucking fired.
It's interesting to see all those.
Huh? Okay. As you smush your nose on the top of the mic. You're like, it's interesting. Oh, I want to give a quick shout out to Shannon from The Thing Is. I did an episode of her show this week.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. We had a good time.
What'd you guys talk about?
You know, just we touched on relationship shit and, you know, like, guys versus girls, guys' opinions of women, women's opinion of men, that
awesome.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. I love her. She's awesome.
Yeah. She said how she's desperately trying to get Chris to do an episode. She got all of us to do it a couple times. How many times did you do it? Twice? Or once?
No, I think I only did it once.
Did you? Yeah.
I got to do another one soon, though.
Yeah, she said she was going to get in touch with you about doing another one. And she said next time we're in New York, we got to do a show.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how slim the chances are of getting all four of us in New York at the same time.
Never.
We can do it.
Well, I said if you give me enough time in advance, I could take, you know, the next day off from work. So that way.
Well, why don't she come down here instead of inconveniencing four people?
Yeah, she could stay at my place. I'll hit her up.
Oh, yeah. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Actually, we were planning on firing you and bringing her on.
Oh.
So I don't know if you're going to want to keep her there.
I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, I think Missy will totally, like, you know, turn her out.
Oh, my God.
She's one of us.
I love her.
Nah, she's cool. She's great.
She is hot.
Yeah, she was saying how she's been single now for 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, like, how... I don't understand how you know...
Didn't you talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, how can you... She said she's gotten to the point now where she's become awkward, where she can't even talk to guys anymore because she's, like, shy and awkward again.
Aww.
She's been out of the game so long, so... And I said, who cares?
Exactly. Guys aren't big on talking.
Girls. Yeah. I want
she
you to do
like
her show.
She looks like she can take a dick.
I want you to do her show. No, I think it's funny because, like, she doesn't realize that, like, women have all the power. You know?
Yeah.
Like, she can get whatever she wants if she really wants it.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to blow you.
She probably needs to figure out what she wants first.
Well, she knows what she wants. She wants the exact replica of The Rock.
Yes, she did say that.
She said it again.
Yeah, but that's just physically.
Yeah, good
like,
luck.
Does she want a wrestler? Like,
no, she doesn't want King Kong Bundy. She wants The Rock, specifically.
Ah, well, he's married, right?
No, he was. He's divorced now.
Oh, shit. Then she might have a chance.
Well, I told her, if I ever bump into him, I'll make sure to pass her number along.
Yeah, we got to make that happen.
Yeah. Good luck with
that. Let's just make a wish.
Yeah.
I got a fucking laundry list of bitches I want you to hook me up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you been single for 3 years?
Actually, 37.
You've been single the whole time I've known you, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to waste time. As soon as I come, the relationship's over.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Tinder.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we should make that happen.
Yeah.
I love her.
Well, she says, she mentioned that she met some guys off Tinder, but, you know, it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm like, Tinder's really not for long term, I don't think.
She's DTF. She's down to fuck, man.
If not, everyone uses it for that, but they do. So yeah. She should try other dating sites.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Other people I know have had success with, like, plenty of fish and shit like that.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You got to be careful with shit like that. Fucked up thing happened last week. My girlfriend's coworker, her daughter, was murdered by a guy who she met online. They were only dating for 4 months, and
was she that bad in bed?
This guy was a psycho, and you know, she broke it off with the guy, and she was living with her mom, who is my girlfriend's coworker, and her mom was like, all right, we're going to change the locks, you know, and then her daughter went to try to get a restraining order. It was actually in the process of being, you know, completed. And the guy showed up at the house and he had, you know, the key to the house. And he came in and he killed her. He shot her once in the stomach. Then he walked up to her and shot her twice in the head.
Holy shit.
Then he went and sat on the couch. He left a note. A note, and then he blew his brains out on the couch. Then, 20 minutes later, mom comes home from work with the new lock set, I guess. I don't know, something like that.
That is fucking
and,
horrible.
Yeah, and she came, she put her stuff down, and she saw the kid sitting on the couch, but he looked like he was sleeping, but she said she noticed that, you know, that he had, like, something black on his face.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't really pay no mind to it. And then she saw her daughter, like, on the floor. And then that's when she realized what happened. And
that's fucking crazy.
Well, this is the part that kills me. The neighbors heard the arguing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said they heard furniture moving. When does fucking gunfire sound like you're moving furniture? If anything, it sounds like fireworks in a house.
It sounds loud.
Yeah. It's like a loud pop.
Absolutely.
You know? And there's four shots total.
Yeah, you know what a fucking gun sounds like.
And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's not like you're. How do you hear people move furniture? I can't hear anybody moving furniture in another house.
No.
Not unless
ridiculous.
I'm outside their window watching them getting dressed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see how you can figure that out. But yeah, so this happened on, I think it was last Monday, the 19th, something like that. And, yeah, it's just fucked up. I mean, it was on the news, you know, the whole murder-suicide thing, and she was 34 years old. But, you know, that's the thing that people don't hear them stories a lot.
So she met this guy off of a dating website.
Yes, yeah. And he was, like, absolutely psycho.
Why did she give him a key? I'm not saying this.
Well, that's, me and my girl were talking about this.
Okay.
And it's funny because she's like, I don't understand how you can give a guy the key so soon in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And you know, the the passcode to the alarm system. And I said, well, you did that with me.
Did she?
3 months in. She gave me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it all started because she was going away and nobody was there to watch her dog.
Okay.
So she asked me if I would do it, and I said, sure.
So there was probably a similar thing that happened with them.
Right.
I would think.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, there was no dog because the dog didn't die. I mean, there is no dog, so whatever. But it's fucked up because, you know, you're kind of like, why did you do that so soon in a, I guess you want to call it a relationship. But then again, it's like, who knows how it happened.
That's true.
But at the same time, it's like, you just don't do that. You know, it's not
when
a,
they broke up. They broke up obviously because he was a psychopath.
Well, yeah, he was abusive.
Oh.
So she wanted nothing to do with him. And, you know, he kept trying to call her. She was trying, I guess, I'm assuming she probably went through the whole bullshit of trying to get a number change. Who knows what she did?
Right.
I don't know the whole story. But she definitely wanted out and told him it was over. And he came over to the house that day with an agenda. He knew what time
Absolutely.
She'd be home, and, you know, he did what he did, and it's fucked up. But
wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Thank God the mom wasn't home.
Yes and no, because you never know. The mom could have talked him out of it. I mean, the note basically said in a nutshell, if I can't have her, nobody can.
Fuck.
That's what it was. That was
that
what was on the note.
Crazy,
I mean, I'm sure it was a little longer than that, but that was basically the main purpose of the note, the meaning. So, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, Christ. I mean, it was not. Well, the report was that she was running for the door and he shot her in the stomach and she crouched down and was like crawling and then finally fell like flat and he just walked up and shot her in the head twice. I mean, Jesus, talk about covering your fucking, you know, like, I guess that's one way to make sure, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it, you know, it's,
oh my fucking God.
Yeah. Wow. So it was brutal. And she was upset because we were just getting ready to go on vacation last week.
Yeah.
And she thought she was getting text messages from her other coworkers saying, or not text messages. She saw on Facebook something about, you know, you never know. You never, you know, be mad at your loved ones because you never know when you'll see them again. And she thought something happened to her coworker. So she was a little upset. I mean, she's still upset. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But she was just like, what the fuck happened? And she couldn't get a clear answer because it was so late. And then finally she found out like a day later, one of her coworkers called her and told her the story and then called her again later in the week to tell her everything, like the note,
yeah.
How it happened, how many shots, all that shit.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was brutal.
That is brutal. That's
yeah.
So terrifying.
It's fucked up because, you know, you sit there and nobody thinks of this shit because it doesn't happen to us, you know, or people you know,
right.
Really. And it's like, all right. And then when it happens and you're like, I guess anything can happen, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I told my girl, I was like, you know, well, we're past the point of me blowing your brains out.
Yeah.
You know.
If you guys are breaking up, it's because you're afraid you're going to kill one another.
Yeah. But
right. You're going to be more intimate about it. You'll choke her to death.
Yeah. I'm past that point, though. Like, it's not even, it wouldn't even come down to that. I think we would both just be like,
well, all right, whatever.
It was nice knowing you.
Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you, too.
Yeah, basically.
And
so.
None of that crazy shit. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, I feel bad because,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, blame you. That's terrifying. That's horrible. That's horrific coming home to that shit.
Yeah. No, no, no parent should ever bury their child.
Absolutely.
No matter
not.
How old they
Especially
are.
Especially in such a violent
yeah.
way. My God. And well, then seeing her like that. Like,
well, the funeral was this past Tuesday. And from what I understand, the last we talked about it, which was a couple days ago, the family of the man, the guy, mm-hmm. still hasn't reached out to her. And I thought about
How
it.
How do you?
Well, that's what I was saying. We
yeah,
were talking
yeah.
about that. You know, she thinks it's fucked up, and it is fucked up. But at the same time, if you think about it, like, they're burying their son.
Yeah, they're grieving on them.
Now,
so.
they're not exactly focusing on what he did as opposed to focusing on that he's dead.
Right.
So,
I guess this is easy for me to say because I don't have kids. Mm. But if I had a son who murdered his girlfriend and killed himself, fuck him. I ain't going to his funeral. He can fucking kiss my ass.
If you had a son,
if I had a son that did that, fuck him.
You wouldn't go to his funeral.
Fuck him.
I think because you don't have kids.
I mean, I don't have kids. Easy for me to say, but
I don't have kids either. But
how
I don't
could
feel
you fucking do that to somebody
because he's your son. Yeah, no, I agree. No, I mean, what I'm saying is you go because he's your son,
yeah,
regardless
you
of what.
Forgive you at your kids, though.
I mean, he's gone. He can't do anything bad again, you know? And you're not excusing him because he's dead. You're basically saying, this is something I had a hand in creating. See, for me, I would go to the funeral, but after that, I'd probably take up drinking, you know? Or. I don't know. I'd call Missy and be like, hey, you want to split an eight ball off a toilet seat?
She'll still be single then.
I need to forget. yeah, I think it's a hard question to answer, really, because how do you answer? I mean, how do you – what do you say? What do you say to the mom?
You can't – what can you say?
Yeah. You know, the husband – her husband, they're divorced. The mom and her husband are divorced. So – I mean, what do you say to these parents? You call them up, be like, "Hey, my bad, you know,
I'm sorry, my son's a piece of shit."
Yeah, like, I mean, and you know what? Even saying that won't make any difference to them. It'll just probably be like, they may even feel like, "Why are you calling me?"
Yeah,
you know, your genitals brought this on me, you know. So I don't know. It's fucked up. I don't even know anything about this dude. As far as like, I haven't heard anything about his background, like. I don't know if he comes from a good family or if his family's trash. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to make, you know, a judgment call on it. But if it was my kid, I mean, I would do everything and anything to, you know, basically ask for forgiveness, not on behalf, but just for, I would feel responsible. I feel like it's my fault because I must have not did something right to get my son to do something like this. You know, to take another life like that. It's one thing if it was in self-defense, you know, but it's the way it happened. It's just the murder-suicide. Like, I don't know.
It's tough.
That's got to – you know what? It's funny. The mom – and I'm not downplaying her pain or what the future is going to hold for her, but the mom of the daughter, you know, at some point in her life, she's going to be at peace, I guess, but – I think that the parents of the son, I think they're the ones that are going to be more mentally tortured over time, you know, because
they're
the one.
Think, what could
well,
we have
it's
done to,
it's
like,
two people
it?
That are responsible for bringing this person into the world. It's their son, and if they loved their son and cared for him, and this is what he does, how can you ever?
It's like an ultimate failure. Like,
yeah, I mean.
Like, they're going to think like that. Like, well, we could have done things.
I hate to bring this up because I hope she doesn't get mad at me. And if she does, I'm going to have to do my best to fucking make it up to her. But an example, and this is just, you know, because I know her, my girlfriend, her father was murdered.
Right.
You know, and they never caught the killers. You know, she always remembers them, you know, we talk about them from time to time and, you know, she still has like the celebratory, you know, annual, his birthday. She remembers, she doesn't forget, but she's a happy person. She's able to move on and she still has a great memory of her dad. But, you know, if the people got caught, those family members of the kids that did it, you know, if those kids were killed, actually they had a feeling. I don't know the whole story. They had an idea of who it was, like someone that they knew from the neighborhood, like young kids. And two of them are dead. There was supposedly three of them or something. I don't know. I'm probably botching this story, but you know, if it was those kids that were killed as well, you know, the family of the killers, if they were good people and they tried to raise their kids up right, they probably would be, even now, all these years later, completely obliterated, like mentally.
Right.
You know, like my girlfriend and her family has come to peace with, you know, what have they're able to, in other words, they're able to live their lives without without it being something that holds them down or back.
Yeah, because it's not.
They're not depressing people. They're not depressed right. people. They're, you know, they've moved on, and you know, her mom has, you know, two kids, technically three. She has a stepson. You know, she's got, you know, kids to worry about still, even though they're grown. But she's not going to, you know, fold up and let her daughters, like, you know, be alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I said, my girlfriend, she's happy as shit, you know. So, and even her sister, I mean, her sister is, you know, she's a little bit more, I guess you'd say balanced. Like she has her bad moods and her good moods, but she's like the normal one. My girlfriend is just insanely happy. Which is like, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Like, be mad, you know?
She exercises all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Like endorphins.
Sure. Put the point in that I'm fat into this whole conversation. I know what you're saying. No. But, you know, her sister, she'll have her bad moods and, you know, but she never is like, you know, crazy fucking, you know, evil or depressed or anything. And she lives her own life, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I think the mom will eventually come to grips with it, you know, when years down the road. But I just don't see how the family. I mean, this is just a guess. I'm no doctor, but I would think if I was in either shoes, yeah, I would be devastated if my kid is gone because, you know, she was murdered. But if it was my son that was gone who murdered the person and then killed himself, I'd be like.
It's like more fucked up.
You start thinking, what did I do wrong? What didn't I do? You start backtracking. I would assume that's what you do. I would. I'd be like, okay.
I would.
Oh, shit. He was four. He wanted that taffy. And I said, no. You know, yeah. Like you start analyzing every little thing you did or didn't do. And then you know, constantly putting blame
on
yourself.
You would do that if your child just committed suicide, let alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let alone if it murdered another human being.
Right.
So, like, I couldn't imagine that. I don't know anybody.
I would be mad at my son for killing someone.
Absolutely.
And killing himself.
Absolutely.
But I can't. I couldn't not show up to the funeral.
I wouldn't be as crass about it and be like, fuck him. But I would be mad for
a long
time.
And just think of all the other insane drama that comes up with that, too. What about family members that are like you? That feel that this kid doesn't deserve to be paid respects. So family members don't show up to his funeral. And now the immediate family's like, what the fuck? Your family, you're supposed to be here. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I
that's
hear you.
That's something that it's another big bullshit, you know, thing that happens down the road that they're going to probably end up dealing with. And it's like, wow, you know, so now what do? When someone on their side dies, you don't go to that. You know what I mean? It's like, it becomes this battle. It's horrible. It's just,
I just feel like, in this particular situation, he ruined that girl's family.
Yeah.
He ruined her family.
Yeah. And he ruined his family.
If you grew up in a bad neighborhood and you're, you know, selling drugs and stuff like that, it's a life you chose, you killed some people, that's fine. If that was my kid and he died doing something like that, I would pay my respects.
Right.
But for something like this, for no fucking reason, because if I can't have her, nobody can, fuck you.
Yeah
seriously.
Yeah. There, I mean, there's no fucking reason for that.
No, there is. I mean, there really isn't.
There's none at all. Was he the same age as her?
I think he was like a year or two younger, maybe.
But still, he was in his 30s, for Christ's sakes. Like,
he had a car bed. No, I'm just kidding. I
feel like he was going to be fine. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, some people are just so fucking mentally unstable, like to the point where they get so attached to something or somebody that...
I mean, I get that, but...
They don't see the bigger picture. They're looking at the negative of the now. Yeah, they're looking at the negative of the now, what's in front of them. Like, if I can't be with her, then my life is over. So why should I give her the satisfaction of... Like, she doesn't want me anyway, but I'm not going to let her go.
But he was abusive, so it was like... Well, you didn't even really like her for beating her.
Well, see, that's another thing. I think that's a whole... Another book of shit. Like, some people, that's how they
see what you made me do.
Yeah. This could have hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
I literally had an ex-boyfriend that punched me in the face once.
I could see that.
Shut the fuck up. This was in my younger days, like when I was really, really, really young.
Right.
And his mom found out about it, and his mom made me break up with him. And she told my mom, and then this whole spiel happened and everything. But when he was apologizing to me for it, he said, I'm sorry, this is the only way I know how to show love. And his mom punched him in the face when he said that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this is kind of making sense, actually. But, like, yeah, I mean, I get that abuse thing or whatever, but I don't know, man. This guy sounds like he was mental. He was probably abused as a kid. He probably has a shitty fucking family. Mm. If you're...
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm thinking it's got to stem... I'm trying to give some credit to the family or blame anyway.
No, if he's abusive like that and a psychopath...
But see, you don't know that because there have been psychopaths in the past that come from great families that were just abused by other children growing up and never got past it, you know?
Yeah, but abuse in a relationship usually stems from sexual abuse somewhere down the line.
Not necessarily sexual. It could just be...
It's usually sexual because it comes from a place of out of control. That's why they do the abuse thing. That's why they punch and kick and.
I mean, well, here's where I'm gonna inject Italians into this conversation.
Well, old school Italians.
No, old school Italians were beat by their parents. Their father would beat them up, the boys up.
Right.
You know, they beat them with the belt or whatever. The mom would beat them with the spoon.
Absolutely.
When they get older and get married, and they would watch their husbands beat their wives. When they get older and they're married, they do the same thing to their wives and kids because that's what they saw. That's what they think is. But I don't think it's always sexual. That's why I think it's not always sexual.
This is why I'm putting sexual abuse in this the relationship with your sister's friend or your friend. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
your girlfriend's coworker's
right.
Daughter.
Yeah.
The reason why say that. Is because of the severity of the crime of him killing them. Like, had they just broke up and stuff, but he fucking killed her, and then he killed himself. That comes from, like, some serious...
Yeah,
that's not an Italian family that...
I'm just saying... I'm not saying you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I can't imagine it's always because of some sort of sexual abuse.
No, I don't think it always is.
I got to think on some level it has to do with physical abuse.
I think that helps too.
Well, yeah. I mean, if this guy was violent, which obviously he was, you know, he probably was beaten as a kid.
But it usually, and maybe this is me being stupid because I wasn't beaten as a kid, so I don't know. But when you talk about being, like, abused and stuff, or not even abused, when you were disciplined growing up, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's abuse. Nowadays, it's because
Nowadays, it's abuse.
Yeah, nowadays, if I was a kid growing up, I could write a book.
Yeah.
And sue my parents.
But you wouldn't ever beat your girlfriend up because you saw your dad do it. Not saying that he did.
No, I didn't. I never beat the chick up that set me on fire while I was sleeping. Why would I beat my girlfriend up? You know, I didn't even like that girl. You know, I broke up with her the night before.
Yeah.
So, you know, she tried to make a bonfire out of me, and I never hit her. I snatched her up and brought her back outside, but I never hit her. I should have. I could have killed her.
Basically, the point I guess I'm trying to get out, and again, I don't fucking know, so I'm just guessing here, is that like Italian, and I'll use Italian because I don't know.
Go for it.
But they're brought up to almost have like a sense of pride, and maybe not about beating or anything, but
hey, the fuck are you?
But
you see the palm print enough on my bitch's face?
But to the point where
five across the eyes,
I take a picture and I send it to you.
Cinque across the eyes.
But if a girl's gonna leave,
I left
you,
my pinky ring on her forehead.
Oh my god! But if a girl's gonna leave you, you're like whatever, fine.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah,
I will be completely honest with you. When I was younger and I was an angry, angry person, you know, I would get like I would visualize smacking a girl that was like not abusing me, but like taking me for granted or
like hitting you.
No. I mean, there was a couple times where I got hit and I wanted to hit back and I didn't. I could picture it. But even times where like I suspected cheating. And then finding out later I would think, like, I should have just wringed her fucking neck.
Any guy who says he's never visualized violence on a girl is a fucking liar.
I mean,
OJ.
I mean,
did he say that?
Mm-hmm. He said he had a dream of killing his wife. That's one of the reasons why he got off. That's one of the reasons why the lie detector didn't hold up in court.
And again, I think every guy's had a dream about killing his wife.
Mm.
Nobody's that happy.
I haven't had a dream yet of killing my girlfriend. I mean, I hope I don't, but, you know.
But there's time that she's made you mad. Maybe that you weren't going to hit her, but you wanted to, like, wring her neck.
No, not Sarah, no. Not yet. We haven't gotten to that.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, but see, I'm different now. Like, I let things get to me to a certain extent, but not to the point where I'm going to get sick over it.
Yeah.
You know?
Just gonna, like, fucking whatever.
Right. Like, you know, we had, me and her had a rough patch a few years ago. Chris knew about this. And, you know, I thought it was over. And after a week of, like, you know, trying to work it out, I gave up. You know, and I was just like, and she was just like, what the fuck happened? You're not trying anymore? Like, it was that kind of thing. She was surprised because I put up such a fight to try to work things out. And when she was just not giving me, you know, the signs of, yeah, I want to work this out too. It was more of like kind of pushing me away type thing. It got to a point where like after 1 week, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Gotcha. You know, I mean, I even went on Facebook and put me a single. And she's like, why did you do that? I'm like, well,
what the fuck?
Right. I was just about to say that. It's exactly right. So it was just a clusterfuck. But I mean, it got to the point where I'm like, I'm too old to be worried about high school shit. You know, like I'm not going to fucking waste 3 to 6 months of my life pining over somebody. It's over. I'm done. Yeah. I just look straight ahead and find what's next. If there is anything. And if there isn't, so be it, you know? Yeah. I'm not going to kill myself or kill someone and then kill myself. I mean, it's bullshit. It's just like, why?
That's what I mean. Like, this kid that did this, he was, like, not hugged enough as a kid or something. You know
I don't even believe in that shit either.
You know what? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Even if he wasn't hugged enough, at some point you fucking grow up.
Yeah, I agree.
And you deal with it. If you have to see a therapist, you see a therapist. But you don't fucking kill somebody because I wasn't hugged enough. Fuck you.
I agree.
No, I'm not giving this kid any slack at all for it. I'm just saying his family's probably. Yeah. And not to make judgments, but I am.
I mean, my parents hit me and my brothers growing up. It's just the way it was. My brother doesn't hit his kids.
Right.
Every now and then, like, my nephew will, you know, talk back to his parents, and I'm like, if I was your father, I would knock your fucking teeth out of
Chris
hits
his kids.
Look at him staring at that dead kid. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any kids, so I don't know that I would, if I would, but at the same time, sometimes you're just like, you can't, like I said, my brother don't hit his kids. We were hit growing up, and I guarantee you, every time we were hit growing up, we fucking deserved it.
Yeah, I could say that for sure.
You know?
I wasn't hit growing up, but I did get in a fist fight with my mom once I was a teenager.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you win?
No, my mom is a tough bitch. She rocked me every time. We only fist fought like 3 times, but she fucked me up every time.
Give your mom a high five for me when you see her.
Will do. I was bad. The first time I think I called her a cunt or something.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've never called my mom a cunt.
It was something real outrageous.
I thought of it.
you mumble it to yourself in your room when you get punished. You fucking like, cunt.
Did you ever come up with a way to yell without opening your mouth?
No.
I would do that all the time. Be like,
conk. Oh, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. It just makes you sound like an idiot. It really doesn't.
It sounds like it helps aggression, like get out your aggression.
Nah, because I would just go and beat something. Like, you know, like I have a like one of those boxing heavy bags, and I would just wail. It got to the point where when my arms were tired of punching, I'd pick up a bat and start wailing at it too.
Really?
Yeah, I'd beat the stuffing right out of it.
Like, I wish I
like it was the
that.
Printer in Office Space.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Dude, that I would have killed that printer without any help from the other guys. I would have totally.
I would have enjoyed having that growing up. I used to punch holes in the wall.
Well, that's what I did. I mean, if you can't see it now because of lighting, but I would, you know, I had to cover a lot of holes. I had to patch.
Did
up
you ever
a lot.
Break these mirrors?
No, these weren't around. They were. I put them in a few years ago.
I used to break mirrors.
I did break one. I punched out my parents' mirror.
Oh, shit.
I was having a 3-way argument with them, like a fight. And I'm sitting there and I just hauled back and punched the mirror.
Yeah,
and I'm like, fuck, 7 years.
Yep. I broke so many mirrors. And
it's a shame. And I feel bad too because the mirror was attached to the dresser. and addressed that whole thing was my grandmom's.
Oh, you Jewish.
Yeah, yeah. Did you call me a Jewish?
A Jewish.
A Jewish?
Jewish douche.
Yeah.
You
Jewish.
You Jewish.
Jewish bag. Aha. I felt bad about it after, you know, I was young. I didn't know any better. But still, I mean, I always got my aggression out somehow. I never like took it to a living thing. Let's put it that way. No animals, no people.
No.
I did actually, I don't want to say I attempted. I didn't attempt to, but I was very close to doing something that would involve someone dying.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? Did you ever, like, do you punch things and kick things? At least when you were young?
When I was younger, I did. Yeah. Just like the wall, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, stuff that could be fixed.
I haven't broke anything in a really long time.
Just your dreams.
No, shut up.
And our balls.
I tried to kick out a car window before with
done
my
that.
Foot. Yeah, it
put
didn't
my
work
head
though.
Through it.
Yeah.
Put my head through one.
Through
punched
the windshield?
One. Yeah.
Holy shit.
A driver's side window.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knocked out a driver's side window with an ice skate once.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go, Blades of Glory.
I know. We were watching that. That's why we came on late. That was actually really funny. I was stoked to watch when I get home. Huh. What about Marco? You think Marco has ever punched things?
I think so.
You guys knew him grow up.
I think so. Marco, I think out of all of us, I think Marco would be the closest one to actually hit a woman.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like Chris is.
No, definitely Marco.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, Marco, there's something about Marco where he still has... I give Marco credit, but at the same time, I don't.
Does he have a
He still
temper?
Has an old... No, it's not about temper. He still has an old school mentality a little bit. Because, like, for instance, if you listen to things we've talked about on the past on the show, like, for instance, we said, I don't know, maybe like last year we talked about, would anyone be mad if their spouse made more money than them? And Marco was like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Marco, even though... Yeah. Because he's got that old-fashioned way of thinking. Right, or he's got to make more money. Like, he has no problem with his wife working, but I think it bothers him that his wife makes more money than him.
Gotcha.
So that right there tells you that he still has those old, like, not – they're definitely not values, but those old ways
like
of thinking. Right. That, you know, the old-school Italian man would have. So, yeah, I could see Marco being the first. I don't think he does.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean
– he's got a very, like, laid-back – disposition.
Yeah, but he's the kind of guy that bottles everything up. That's why he has all his medical problems, yeah. You know? But I think if anything, he'd be the closest one to you know, flipping his lid and punching out a chick before any of us.
I want to know why you think I would be the one.
I don't know, because you seem the most angry.
Which is probably true.
Yeah.
But I would never fucking... You got to think...
I honestly don't think any of you really would.
My mom and dad got divorced when I was very young. I was like one or two. Now, my mom remarried, but I was still raised by my mother.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you have more respect for
a woman. Yeah. I would never hit a woman.
I was about to say, too, and don't take this the wrong way, but you're more of a mama's boy than me and Marco.
Absolutely.
Because your mom's always been – right. You know, so I think that's why he wouldn't do it, because he'd probably think, like, yeah, my mom would not appreciate this, you know?
Oh, my mom hasn't hit me since I was, like, 14 or 15. If she found out I hit a woman...
Oh, she'd go nuts.
Oh, she'd go apeshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My mom would do the same, but I'd punch her out. No,
I'm just kidding. So it would be you.
No. I just can't... I can't bring myself to do it, because I know that I could seriously hurt...
Hurt a woman.
If you're angry and you... If you're angry and you get physical with somebody, you better make sure it's somebody of the same sex, because I mean, you could seriously hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
if you don't know your own strength when you're angry and you have all that adrenaline,
and especially if you're that angry that you
I couldn't even imagine hitting my girlfriend. She's so small. I would be afraid to. I mean, listen, I gotta be careful if I get on top. You know, forget about worrying about whether or not I'm going to hit her.
Yeah.
You know, I got to worry I don't slip, like my knee goes out and I crush her to death. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I couldn't imagine inflicting, you know, pain like that. It just, it actually makes my stomach turn, because I know I could seriously injure her.
Right. She weighs like 90 pounds. If you put her through the wall, she'd end up in her next door neighbor's house.
Yeah. Or she hit the stud and then break her spine against the stud, you know? Like,
she's so small, she'll fit right between the studs.
I don't Yeah, I could never. I don't care what she did, if she cheated on me or, you know, she banged my dad, whatever. Like, I'm just thinking of what could really be bad. I don't think I could do it. I would just probably just run in the other direction. I don't, yeah. It's that time it wouldn't be fight. It would be flight. I'd be gone.
Absolutely. That's good.
I just can't. I can't. I'll kill somebody if I hit them. I mean, a female, most females anyway. Some females, I think I could get hurt. But
yeah.
But honestly, I just can't do it. My dad, I never seen my dad hit my mom ever in my life. And I don't know why I would do it. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
Jesus Christ. Is that like a porn?
Where's that from?
22 Jump Street.
Oh.
Oh, is that the flight? Oh, that's great. No, but I had heard my dad say this.
Statista puttana.
Actually, earlier today. Yeah, I've seen my mom go after my dad, though. That was scary. Yeah, because you don't know what to do. You're like, I've had to pull my mom off when I was a child.
I was going to say, you just got to get involved.
My mom was like a spider monkey. Like, she would jump on his back. No, she would like... She'd wait till he turned around. And she'd like sprint and then like just jump on his back and try to try to fish hook him and like rake out his eye. He had scratches over his.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I was like, what? And my dad was calm. And I'm thinking he's going to wait till
I leave. Did that work?
Or go to sleep. And then he's going to blow her brains out.
Oh my God.
What,
I never
did
saw
what
that.
Work?
So she,
no, he like, still can
she,
see.
He never, like, when she jumped on his back, he never, like, fucking threw an elbow or something?
He didn't know she did it. She, like, it was like a ninja. She was just,
no, when she jumped on his back, like, kind of turned around and...
Oh, he was trying to pull her, like, over his shoulder.
And that's what I was picturing in my head.
What she did was she wrapped the legs around the front. You know what I mean? It was
WWE.
It was like UFC.
I would have loved to see my mom do that to my dad.
Yeah, she used to turn her ring inside out and smack him so that she'd leave like fucking. Yeah,
I need an old school Italian mom in my life.
Brutal. She's brutal.
What? That's so smart.
I remember one time my brother was probably only like 6-7 months old, and it was one of the few memories I have at that age. And I remember being at a dinner table and they were arguing. I don't even know about what. I just remember the yelling. And my dad like picked up the plate and just threw it up against the wall.
Yes.
All the food was just running down the plate.
I said it freezing.
That's why when I watch that movie, that's what I think of. And I remember my mom was like, oh yeah. And she gets up and she flips the whole table. And then she goes to the counter and she grabs like she had like a glass pitcher. And she just picked it up with whatever was in it, I don't know what, and just threw it at him.
Is that...
Holy shit!
Is it an Italian thing to break shit when you're angry?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because...
There's two main components of Italians fighting. Loud arguing and breaking shit.
Yeah, I mean, because it just... I mean,
and a lot of offending each other's mother.
Well, of course.
That's a big one.
But it just seems to make no sense to break your own shit when you're angry.
Oh my God, you're so right.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Like,
I used to do that all the time. I would always break my shit.
And that's why I had to stop doing what I was doing.
Yeah,
because
you're like, why are you breaking your own shit?
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, because when I was younger, I, you know, punched holes in the wall and shit like that. And it fucking sucks spackling that shit up.
Yeah.
Especially when you weigh 15 years.
And the hole's big enough, you have to cut out a big fucking hole and go by driveway. It sucks.
Back in, 2000, I had to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to take a train to New York City for 12 and a half weeks to do work up there. Mm. And I was here and, I had like a fan, like a desk fan, you know, it was pretty big, but it was heavy and they were arguing and it was like, and I couldn't sleep. And it was like, I saw the clock. It was 10. Then I looked again. It was 11. They were just nonstop. It's like a long movie, you know, mm-hmm. It's like watching Pulp Fiction back to back.
Yep.
And then here it is. It's midnight, like right after midnight. And I
throw the fan.
Well, I freaked the fuck out. I like yelled. And I'm like, if you guys don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to kill you both. So they come, all you hear is like right through the door. And I'm screaming, like, I have to get up at 2 to go to the train station. And, you know, I'm like, do you guys even give a shit? You know? So they was great. They always turn their attention and they gang up on me.
Yeah. Right. So diversion.
I pick up the desk fan and I threw it and it got stuck in the drywall. I threw it so hard. It got stuck.
Like the
part on the front that, you know, keeps you from touching the blade. Yeah. That popped off, but the base was so heavy, it got stuck in the wall and it slowly started to come out.
That's fucking awesome.
And they just quietly closed the door and I didn't hear another peep. But at that point I couldn't sleep. I was just, my adrenaline.
Yeah. Now your adrenaline's right. Pumped and you're just like, yeah, fuck you.
And then 13 weeks later, I patched the hole up. So
welcome home. It's a spackle.
Yeah.
A fucking little bow on it.
Yeah. While you're at it, build us an addition.
Oh.
Fucking brutal. Yeah, my brother, he has his, he used to have his temper tantrums too. Like, he used to punch shit and kick shit. But what was funny with him, and I totally get where he's coming from because I was the same way, it was always over sports.
Well, yeah.
And I used to do the same thing, like, you know, back in the 80s, getting, you know, like frustrated with all my teams. I would like punch shit.
Right.
Kick
and then you
shit.
Just hang a poster over top of it so you don't have to fix it.
Of the team that you just fucking cursed out. Right. And, he was the same way. Like he kind of took over the reins, I guess you could say. But, you know, I don't know of anything he's ever done, you know, like I did. I mean, he could have. I don't know if he broke any, you know, putting holes in a wall or. I'm sure he's had his moments where he broke something, but he'd get fucking mad too about shit. And I'm like, great, we're all fucking psycho.
Yeah, you know? If I ever see Joe Carter, I'm going to let him know he owes us a sheet of drywall.
Oh, my God. You know what my dad used to do? Every time the Eagles lost, we would be outside screaming and yelling. He's burning his shirt. Burning it. Takes it off. Lighting it on fire.
Did he take it?
And
he did take it off first?
Oh, yeah. Okay, he would always take it off. But every time, he would get so mad.
I totally.
He's like screaming and yelling, setting shit on fire in the backyard.
See, I never did that until when I was like an adult because when you're young, it's hard. It's very rare that you get a jersey.
Yeah.
So you keep it no matter what. You know, like I was pissed off when the Flyers lost the Stanley Cup to the Oilers.
Right.
And I had a Tocket jersey. So I was ready to burn it. You know what I mean? Like rip it apart. And I'm like, wait, what am I doing? I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is to get a fucking jersey?
No, yeah, it's fucking Rick Tocchet, dude. Why would you rip that up?
Come on, dude.
Rick Tocchet was the fucking man.
No, I know. He was one of my favorite players, him and Hextall. I had a Hextall jersey, too. And for that specific game that they lost and were, you know, when they lost the whole thing, I wore my Tocchet jersey because my Hextall jersey wasn't working, you know? So, and my brother had a Hextall jersey.
Yeah, I attempted to burn a jersey before, and it wouldn't catch. I didn't put any.
Yeah, I did that with
anything on it.
With
but.
A T.O. jersey.
Yeah.
I tried burning my T.O. jersey, and it wouldn't.
I'm ashamed to admit that I actually had this jersey, but I tried to do it with my Todd Pinkston jersey.
Oh, my God.
You're not
Todd
the only
Pinkston.
One that had it. I didn't have it, but you're not the only one.
Yeah,
dude,
pretty popular.
Let me tell you something. I've had way worse Eagles jerseys than you've had. I had Ty Detmer.
Oh, my God.
I had Mike Mamula.
Did I ever tell you my story about Ty Detmer?
No.
So, remember years ago, they used to have that flea market up in Cherry Hill.
Oh, yeah, where the racetrack
stands.
Is.
Yeah.
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 Was.
So,
they don't have it anymore.
Me and my brother are there, and I'm like, I don't know, 15, 16 at the time, whatever I was. And we were looking at Eagles jerseys. So, my brother spots Ty Detmer
right.
at the same stand as us. And he points out, he's like, why don't you get a Ty Detmer jersey? I was like, dude, he fucking blows. Dude's standing right next to me.
That's fucking awesome.
I turn around and look, saw him. I just turn around and walk the other way. My brother's fucking pissing himself laughing.
He's brilliant for that.
Yeah, absolutely. That is
fucking
brilliant.
Fucking asshole.
That's awesome. You would have done the same fucking thing.
Yeah, you would.
Absolutely. But yeah, that's a bad jersey, Ty Detmer.
That's terrible jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah,
I've, like I said, I've had some bad ones. Like I had that
were
one.
They the gifts, Mike, or did you want them?
No, they were gifts. Okay. They were gifts, but I mean, I still wore them.
Yeah, because that's the right.
Is that the
to
time
do.
They fit?
Is that your? Is that your worst jersey?
Probably. Yeah, I don't think I've never had a bad Flyers jersey. I've never had a bad. I never even had a bad Phillies jersey.
I've had a couple of real bad Flyers jerseys.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, when I was young, I had Ron Sutter. All the great players on that team, I had fucking Ron Sutter.
I understand, but he wasn't a he wasn't bad.
Donald Brashear.
Okay, that's a little
weird. I love that guy. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you liked him because he was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Braden Coburn.
I still don't think they're worse than Ty Detmer.
Fucking garbage. No, they're not worse than Ty Detmer, but... Yeah.
No, you got the worst Ty Detmer.
As soon as I got... I'm the cause of Braden Coburn stinking now. As soon as I got his jersey, he was terrible.
Didn't you have that knack with other players, too? Like, every time you got their jersey, they would just suck?
No, I don't think so.
I could have sworn...
Well, I did get T.O.'s jersey.
Oh, I did, too.
Who didn't?
Yeah. I didn't. I'm a girl, though.
Yeah, you don't count.
I only had Westbrook and Dawkins jerseys.
Two great jerseys to have. Probably two of the greatest.
And Hugh Douglas. I had his jersey, too. Mm.
I had his jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved him.
But, yeah, I mean...
My mom had one that might be Ty Detmer.
What?
Mike Mamula.
I told you I had
Mike Mamula.
Yeah, he
said Mike Mamula.
I got them both. And Mike Mamula was the expensive one. That was a gift. They got me... It was his rookie year when he got drafted.
Was it like an authentic one?
It was the only authentic Eagles jersey I ever owned, and it was Mamula. I still have the jersey, but I ripped off Mamula. So it still says 59 on it. I was hoping to get like Joyner put on it. Because Seth Joyner was one of my favorite players.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that was probably my most coveted jersey was my Seth Joyner. I wore that all throughout high school.
That's cool.
And I beat that fucker up to the point where I think it just disappeared from being disheveled. Like it just vanished in thin air.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. But I had like Randall and... Yeah,
like all the normal ones. Mm-hmm. And like McNabb, probably.
Yeah, I still have that one, but that's locked away in a casket.
It's locked away in a fucking 8x8 cell.
Yeah,
I was gonna say
it's in
that.
A drunk tank. I sent it to him. He needs a pillowcase. Yeah, I've got like Sixers jerseys, pretty much every Philly sport that there was, and only the Eagles I had shitty. Jerseys like Flyers. I had Lindros.
Yeah,
Renberg,
Lindros is the one
LeClaire,
that I rocked all throughout high school.
Recky. I even had a Recky jersey.
So did I.
I mean, it's just the Eagles.
Brothers had a lot of Flyers jerseys.
Yeah, but my favorite Phillies jersey. I only had two in my life. One was Mike Schmidt, which you know,
right.
It is my favorite. But my favorite one to rock was my John Kruk jersey.
Everybody loved John Kruk.
Dude, I love that guy. I mean, Mike Schmidt was my favorite player of all time, but John Kruk was I wore that the most because it was like it was more authentic.
Yeah,
the Schmidt one was, you know, beat up.
I had Mitch Williams.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the guy when he played for the Phillies.
I had Mariano Duncan and Ryan Howard.
I still have Ryan Howard.
Yeah, I don't have any.
I can't wear my Ryan Howard jersey. That's too big.
Wear it when you go to sleep.
Yeah. It's like a jersey, though.
When it's cold out. I haven't purchased a jersey in ages.
I was going to this year for the last season that passed for the Eagles.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch a couple games first.
Yeah.
And find a player that I like.
Good thing you didn't.
I know.
That's funny. Two Christmases ago, I got my brother Deshaun Jackson, and then he gets traded that spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get him Shady McCoy last Christmas, and he gets traded. So I'm like thinking, this Christmas, I think I'm just going to get him a blank one.
Yeah, right. I read a story online. It was a while back. There's a store, I think it's up in Newtown Square, that
I probably know what it is.
You buy a jersey, and the player's not on the team within 18 months. You bring your receipt back in, and they give you 50% off a new jersey.
That's not a bad
deal. That's cool.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal.
I'm going to look into that.
18 months?
Yeah, I think it was 18
that's
months.
That's pretty good.
That is.
Surprised they went over a year.
They're probably
bad.
Really expensive jerseys.
Sure.
But
sure.
Who cares?
Well, they probably do a lot of business. That's a pretty nice neighborhood. Pretty expensive neighborhood.
Yeah, it's the main line.
I think that's where it was. I'm not 100% sure. I read it a while ago. It was after Chip Kelly got rid of everybody.
Right. Including his, which I didn't know he had an ex-wife, let alone a new one.
Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it just came out a couple days
ago. He has a new one?
He just got married.
I didn't know that.
Like a week ago or something, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, nobody knew about it. It just came out.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Right? I thought he was gay. I didn't even know he had a girl.
I thought he was like a plant. He was just like asexual.
A plant. We're talking about Philly sports now. Everybody's tuning in.
I don't want that bitch taking up none of his time. He needs to concentrate on football.
Speaking of football, what do you guys think with this whole Deflategate? I mean, we talked about when it first happened, but do you guys think that that the ruling is right, that Tom Brady deserves his 4-game suspension, or what? Like, are you happy with the verdict? I mean, I don't care.
I mean, first, I think
I'm upset because he's not playing the Cowboys.
I think all the power went to Roger Goodell's head. He treats lying to him like lying to the fucking grand jury.
Yeah.
I think he did this because of how he dropped the ball with Ray Rice and the other dude and Adrian Peterson. I think that's what he's doing. He's making up for what he fucked up all
Yeah,
from.
But that, he's doing well, it wrong.
And now
I know. I agree. I agree.
He's making up for outdated rules.
Seriously.
Because, okay, they give the footballs to the refs. The refs check them and give them the fuck back. What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah,
of course they're going to fuck with the footballs. They're going to get them the way they want it. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's the type of ball the quarterback likes throwing, what's the fucking difference?
Dude, that's exactly how I think.
What's the difference?
I mean, some
who
of
who knew before this that there was a fucking rule of
I didn't
of air pressure in the football.
I didn't fucking know.
Who cares?
Nobody knew.
Me and my brother were talking about it, and we said the same thing. We're like, who gives a shit?
No, nobody knew. The only reason why I know he's guilty is because he destroyed his phone.
Yeah, what is this? I tried to read it.
The league wanted his cell phone records, or his actual cell phone, to see, you know, like, if he was messaging. The rumor was that he's messaging the equipment guy, like, during the games, being like, I need this, you know, couple balls at this, whatever. And according to his publicist, he destroys his phones every couple months for security reasons, because apparently he gets hacked, which I don't buy that at all.
I'd love to see the pictures on his phone.
Seriously.
Well, wait, we got to get to that. We'll get to that in a second. There's something I wanted to talk about along the lines with him. But so anyway, he destroyed all his phones when they wanted them, and apparently he destroyed them way before that, but that just made him look guilty. It's like,
maybe he didn't want people going through his property.
You know,
like,
what, though?
Yeah, but
if you actually sit down and read the report, he offered to, like, print out the numbers that he was texting during that month, have the NFL figure out which messages they wanted, and get those people to turn over their phones.
Right.
Yeah, because
so it's not like he was an asshole about it and said, oh, my phone's broke, fuck you.
Do you know what I think, too? I honestly believe that, besides the fact that he's guilty, and if guilty's a strong word...
He's absolutely guilty.
Yeah, guilty's a strong word, but then again, that whole organization's a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah.
But I think one of the main reasons why he destroyed his phone is because he probably had some side ass.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And probably in code. And he probably was like, yeah, this is
He's
why
like,
we're...
this is going to get
This
out.
Is probably why he actually did destroy his phones
absolutely.
Every couple months. Because
absolutely.
He probably had... You think about it. The guy's on the road.
He probably had a ton of side ass.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's
oh,
on yeah. the road half the season. I mean...
He probably had...
Who couldn't use a quick...
Philly and... Yeah.
Who couldn't use a quick blowy? The night before mm-hmm. a big game. You
I
know?
100% think that.
So, I mean, I think he's like, fuck it, I'll pay whatever fine it is, but I'm not losing half my money
mm-hmm.
to, you know, Giselle. Which, by the way, that's what I wanted to bring up. Did anybody see Giselle? She went to get her tits done.
No.
She was in France. They have a house in France.
Okay.
She was in France, and she decided to go to her whatever they call those.
Plastic surgeon.
She wore a full burqa, and paparazzi knew it was her, so they kept taking pictures. Now, apparently, I didn't know this. This is interesting. In France, that's illegal. You're not allowed to wear a burqa. So there's actually a religious thing going on there.
Oh, shit.
Right. There's pictures of her online right now of her in full burqa with just her eyes showing.
I'm looking
and paparazzi,
out.
Like, following her everywhere. So... Because she didn't want anyone to know she went to a plastic surgeon.
Right.
Well, it's out now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not idiots. You're not going to look like that for the rest of your life without some help. Especially
yeah.
after shitting out two or three kids, however many she's got. So I just think it's hilarious that she, out of all the disguises you could use, she uses that one. And I'm like,
go for her.
A burka.
I just think it's hilarious. I'm like, you know. Because people, you'd be surprised at what kind of disguises, like, celebrities use. They use, some of them actually use prosthetic noses
yeah.
and shit.
They should just dress up like Ari Shaffir. Nobody knows who the fuck he is.
He just looks like every other miserable Jew.
Burka. How old is she? She's young, though, isn't she?
No, I think she's, like, in her late 30s now.
Yeah, but that's still young.
Oh, no, she might be in her mid-30s. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. But supermodels, they don't age. Some of them don't age well.
Some of them age really well, though.
Some of them do. But,
like, Cindy Crawford still looks bad.
Yeah, but Cindy Crawford's had a ton of fucking work.
You think so?
Absolutely.
But she looks so good. You know when people get work done and they look, like, plasticky?
She never got, like, the lip implant, or not the lip implant. What's that part above the lip where they put, like, a plate in it? Whatever.
What?
Oh, yeah. You never see someone's mouth that's always, like, permanently like this?
No.
Yeah, they get these implants, like, right here, so it keeps them from wrinkling. Right. And then they get collagen put in their lips to make the lips look bigger. Well, she never got that, but she's got tons of fucking, like
facelifts and stuff?
Yeah, facelifts.
I don't think she's did
Botox. She's probably got her tits done to keep, you know, put them back up.
Yeah.
No, Botox, too. Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
That's the simplest one to do. Why wouldn't you do it?
The Botox is the one that makes people look the most weird.
Not necessarily.
You don't think so?
No, the implants are the one that make everyone. Megan Fox, for instance.
Oh, the lips, yeah.
Well, no, not just that. She actually had her jaw. She had an implant that make her jaw like whatever, like she didn't like her face or whatever. Oh, so she had like shit put in her.
It's crazy. There was a point where she was the hottest girl on the planet.
She
was my number one, and now she's not even on a list. She's number one on what the fuck.
That shows how women are insane sometimes.
That self dysmorphia, whatever that shit's called, man.
It's self dysmorphia.
Yeah, I mean, they really, to the point where they're willing to do
Sucks.
Yeah.
Naomi Campbell still looks exactly the same.
Yeah, but she's psycho.
Yeah, but she still looks
She beats
young.
Her maids with phones, cell phones.
She beats everyone with cell phones.
Her and Russell Crowe should get together. They like to beat people with phones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that some of the models, they age badly because of the way they never take care of themselves.
Oh, because they starve.
Right, so their fucking organs break down quicker, and they age worse. Like, if their liver's ruined, they don't age as well. You know, it's just... Plus, they do tons of coke. Well, they used to. I don't know about now.
Yeah, I think it's different now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think now they
fast more full-figured women are being accepted. Like,
because of Kate Upton?
Well, not just her. There's been other ones, too. But, I mean,
she's helping.
Like, what's her name? Brooklyn Decker.
She's smoking hot.
Right. She's, you know, the chick from Go, Just Go With It. Yeah.
She's curvy.
Right, but that's more acceptable. I hate saying that more because I never had a problem with it.
It's becoming more mainstream.
Yeah, like, I was never I'm not a fan of women that are, like, built like sticks that have a flat ass and small titties, you know what I mean? Like, they look like 2x4s.
They look like boys.
They don't look like boys, but they look like 2x4s. It's like, there's nothing sexy about a woman who is straight in every way you look at her.
Well, body types always change throughout centuries and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the early 1900s. Women
were, like, voluptuous.
Well, I think what they say was like size 16 was common or something like what's her name? Marilyn Monroe. I was about to say Marilyn Manson. Marilyn
She's
Manson.
Hot.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson used to be a size 16.
She was a 16. So she was thicker.
Yeah.
Compared to nowadays.
Well,
I
all
guess.
Of them were Mansfield, all the hot She's chicks hot. From back in the day. They were all
like Betty
thick.
Page and shit.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. These pinup girls. That's why, look at Katy Perry. She's not a stick.
No.
You know, so, you know, you still have your sticks that are popular.
Like Taylor Swift.
Like, yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to continue to hate. I fucking hate that bitch. Cunt. But, yeah, I mean, I never had a problem with it, but it is more mainstream now. To be a little curvy and
oh hell yeah,
and that's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it'll make everybody be fucking less psychotic.
But I don't think that'll ever change. No, I know
like
what she's saying. I know what she's trying to say. Like women being less neurotic about their bodies, and trying to be as skinny as the girls on TV. Yeah. But I don't think that'll ever change. That'll always be the same. Almost every woman on the planet has some feeling about herself that's just never quite good enough.
Yeah, every girl's like that.
Yeah.
Every girl. I've never met one girl that's like, my body's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm the same way, too. I don't like my tits. I don't like anything. But who knows? Now, you guys want to take a break?
Yep.
Sure.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back. Don't forget to go on riotcast.com and donate some money.
Yeah.
We like money.
Yeah. Just do a direct deposit with your check into our PayPal
yes,
account.
Please do. We need more. We need more money.
Yes.
This is excellent.
Feel better?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, good.
It's legit.
So you had something interesting about Cecil?
Cecil. Yeah, Cecil the Lion.
You're like Cecil.
Poor little Cecil.
Yeah.
Which everybody in the world is talking about right now, I'm assuming, that everybody knows about. The Zimbabwe lion that was lured out of its captivity or whatever, or reservation.
Something like some protected area.
Yeah, and, you know.
Some dentist killed it.
Yeah, from
and he claims that the tour guide, or the hunter guide, whatever he is, didn't tell him that it was protected. Right. I heard this guy like had to close his practice already.
Yeah, he did. It's been closed since the story broke, which I guess was, what, Tuesday?
Was
it? Monday, Tuesday, that area. And yeah, like everything's closed now. Like he took his Facebook page down. Like people were writing things on Yelp.
Mm.
Like this guy is gonna, he's donezo for sure.
Yeah. He's gonna have to change his identity.
Mia Farrow like tweeted out his address as like
practice.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That could get dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially like animal lovers.
I know.
Did you do like a little PETA thing? Did you have to go do
No, but I'll tell you what PETA sent everybody today. Like there was texting.
You're a member, right?
I am.
Yes. Okay. You're an investigative person or something?
Yeah, I'm a South Jersey ambassador.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Of the whole South Jersey people, you're
yeah,
the ambassador?
I am.
Get the fuck out of here. That's something we probably should have talked about when you first got that title.
It was. It happened while I was on the show. It was a couple of years ago.
What the fuck?
But
I feel so left out.
Now they're telling everybody to make sure to take action. For Cecil the Lion urged U.S. officials to ban imports of lion heads, tails, and skins in order to stop cowardly trophy hunting.
The cowardly lion.
Yeah. So they want everybody to sign petitions, and they're going pretty.
Yeah. I'll sign a petition if you bring it in.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I like made up a word last night, too.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't even remember what it was.
I want to come out with my own catchphrase. You know how like this whole on fleek thing?
Yeah.
I want to do like my own.
Think of something and do it.
I don't know. Like.
I
heard something on TV. They were doing like the guy was telling the other guy about, you know, on fleek, and he's like, that can't be real. He's like, no, it's real.
It's real.
So then he goes, yeah. He's like, and then the other one is, you know, I'm gonna go get I'm going to go do this or whatever. I don't know. He said something like he was going to go skydiving. I'm going to go full dingle.
And that sounds weird.
Right. And yeah. he's like, that can't be real. And he's like, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, so I'm like, yeah, I might want to use that. Like, I want
full
to
dingle?
Well, yeah. I'm going in that shit full dingle.
It sounds gross.
Yeah, dingleberry. Yeah, but it's funny, though. But I want to come out with my own stupid catchphrase that'll catch on. You know?
Do it.
Yeah, I just don't know what.
Well, think of something fun. When I was younger, every time I burped, instead of saying, excuse me, I would say chicken style.
You would say what?
Chicken style.
Chicken style.
And then it caught on, and like everybody in my town was saying chicken style.
I didn't realize the whole city in front of me is stupid.
Town or trailer park?
Which oh, one? Shut up. But it was like when I was younger, for sure.
Chicken style.
Oh, you think I had a like nice voice? Oh, back
then? That's when you were three.
Oh my God. She was only smoking a pack a day then.
Yeah. Oh, chicken style.
But now I did it and it catches on. That's all it is.
I don't know. I think I'd rather you sound like Caitlyn Jenner than you.
Why?
Because at least that's a funny voice.
My voice is funny.
No, it's not.
It's nice. I like my
No, voice. No, I'm not saying it's bad. No. I'm just saying it's not a comedic sound.
Oh, no, but I don't think
you don't sound like Ray Romano.
No.
Like no. Kermit the Frog.
Is that funny though? His voice.
He's funny sounding. Like yeah. it's something you would tease because it's funny sounding.
Yeah.
Imagine someone you knew talk like Kermit the Frog.
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't you think that would be funny if you knew someone who spoke
yeah,
like Kermit
the Frog?
Hi ho.
Like that would. Yeah. No.
Hi ho.
It's such a soothing voice, though. When you just did that, I was like, oh. Yeah.
You're a whore.
Okay, Kermit.
Yeah, right. Why it sounds like you swallowed gravel.
I did.
Yeah, but Caitlyn Jenner's got... her voice sounds funny.
Yeah.
Well, the new one.
The new voice.
The new voice, yeah.
It sounds like
it's like Bane, Dr. Evil, and something else, and I can't think of what it is. Like Bane, Dr. Evil, and another
like add a girl
character
in there.
Voice.
Like a girl character, bro.
No, it doesn't sound feminine at all. Oh, Buffalo Bill from
Oh yeah.
Though,
Buffalo
if you take
Bill.
Aspects of all three of those character voices and you mix them together, that's what he sounds like. Yeah. Like I can see him saying, you know, it puts the lotion on the skin. But he's a little more fruity about it without being a fruit. Like
Yeah, touche. So anyway.
So getting back to Cecil.
Cecil the lion. It's a sin and it's a shame. And everybody now, since we've had all week to deal with the fact that the lion died and it was really horrific, how his 40-hour long death apparently.
40 hours?
Yeah.
That's how long it took for that thing to die?
Yeah.
That's bad.
And then finally they just beheaded him and skinned him.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't hold back?
No.
Okay.
They tried to destroy his GPS collar.
Oh, they tried to get rid of the evidence? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought they just figured, oh, I made a mistake.
No, it's horrible. And I think it's a good thing because not a good thing, but I'm glad that everybody's talking about it because I think it brings attention to it, which I don't think a lot of people didn't realize people do that. They spend, you know, anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 to go hunt like white rhinos and giraffes and jaguars and things that are endangered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fucked up too. I mean,
it's
I don't
totally
agree with it.
Fucked up.
Ever see that tiger commercial? It's like a Sarah McLachlan tiger commercial.
No,
that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, not that they're being endangered, but they're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like they're just probably the prettiest looking, the most majestic looking animals. Like lions are majestic looking too, but tigers. Absolutely. Something about tigers, they're just like fucking unbelievable. They're almost like. Like, they don't really exist. Like, they're imaginary.
Like, yeah. Like,
I can't imagine something that
beautiful.
Yeah, exists, you know? Yeah. Like, tigers and Kate Upton.
No, you're not real. Neither of you.
They're not. Kate Upton, as far as I'm concerned, is CGI.
Yeah.
It's not real. But, yeah, it sucks. I don't, you know. The only time I don't feel bad is when, like, they say, oh, great white sharks are becoming endangered. Good.
Yeah, I'm a little terrified
Peace.
Of them. Yeah, not a big fan.
There was
sharks.
A shark when we went down. We went down the shore last week for vacation. it was, and the helicopter was flying low.
Oh my god!
Telling everyone to get out because
no
it was too close to shore.
Way.
Yeah, it was too close to shore.
Oh, I would fucking lose my mind.
And a few days before, they tracked that Marianne shark at Sea Isle.
Mary Lee?
Or is that what it is? Mary? Yeah. I thought it was Marianne. Mary
no,
Lee?
Mary Lee?
Sorry. Mary. I'm thinking of another shark. They look the same, though.
They all look the same. Yeah. The
racist
same.
Fuck. Her gills are similar. Yeah, Mary Lee.
Yeah.
But there was a... Apparently, there was a couple sharks swimming, I don't know, like a quarter mile off the shore. Shit. And they were, you know, the helicopter was really low going back and forth, basically telling everybody with the thing, the microphone, the megaphone thing.
To get out of the water.
Yeah, to go back, to go back. And all the lifeguards were calling everyone in.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there and I was like ankle deep.
And you're like, I'm going to die.
Well, guess what? About an hour later, I go back down to the water and now I'm about knee deep. My girl's with me. Three fucking stingrays are literally like 20 feet from us. I took a picture of one with her phone.
Oh, shit.
They were huge. They were huge. I was like, they kind of look like skates. You know what a skate is?
Yeah.
Okay. But they weren't. They were stingrays. They saw the long barb at the end. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing here? Like, all I was worried about the whole time I was down the beach was jellyfish, man of war fish, because I hear this year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The man of war fish is like all over the place. I didn't see one all week. But I saw stingrays out the ass. I saw dolphins.
I saw horseshoe crabs.
I didn't actually see the shark. Yes, I saw a couple crabs. When the surf would start to go back into the water, you see them running sideways. Like, it's kind of funny. And I actually stepped on one. It pinched my fucking foot.
Did you kill it?
No. Okay. No, it fucking... We are the crabs. No, they fucking got me. But there was... and at one point, I think it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right... it was high tide. There was actual, we could see like hundreds of fish jumping out of the water. You know, it was crazy.
That's awesome.
Where the fuck are we? SeaWorld?
That's because the ocean is like exorbitantly warm.
What?
Yeah.
Exorbitantly warm.
It's very, very, very warm.
It was warm. It's the hottest warm. It got was 84
yeah.
when we were down there. That was the best day because it was... It was hot as fuck. Even on the beach, it was hot. Yeah. It was like almost 90, but the water temperature just got to almost 84 that one day.
It's like bath water.
Exactly. Yeah. There was no, you didn't feel any chill.
Mm-mm.
It was like, wow, this is awesome.
It's awesome, but it's, for the sea life, it's confusing. So that's why they're all over the place like that. And that's why the fucking sharks keep coming over here, because the water is warm enough.
No, it's like what's his name said? Bill Burr.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Where all the food is. Yeah, it was cool though. I mean, I've never seen that much marine life at a Jersey shore in
it's
one week than I did then, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. I've been seeing shit all over.
I didn't actually see the sharks though. They just said that there were.
There were seals in Ocean City.
On point.
Fucking seals, man. Fucking seals.
I wish I had a clip of the singer, Seal, sing one of his songs. We get a little crazy. That's in Ocean City, huh? Seals.
Yeah.
There was this is crazy. They found a manatee in Newark, Delaware.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It like washed in like a little harbor.
There's four man titties in this room.
Man titties.
Yeah, fucking shit's all whacked out, man.
Yeah.
Then I read this article today about how within the next, like, 25 years, we're going to go through a mini ice age, and this is, like, signs of it.
I'm ready. I'm done with the heat. I'm ready. I got so burnt towards the end. We came back home. We stopped here real quick. Dude, I love my girlfriend. I'll tell you why. This is one of those things where you just... So, you know Johnson's world famous caramel corn?
Yeah.
Okay. They don't have that in Seattle. And everyone knows about Mac and Manco's or Manco and Manco now.
Yeah.
They don't have that in Seattle. She's like, let's go to Ocean City. As we were leaving Seattle to come home, let's go to Ocean City. I'm like, all right, we go. She bought two Mac and Manco pies or Manco and Manco pizzas, one pepperoni, one plain, and then she walks down the boardwalk and buys two big ass tubs of caramel corn.
Aww,
right?
That is sweet.
We get home, we ate, then we left, went to her house, And all of a sudden, I started falling asleep a little bit on the couch. I was just tired. You know, it was a long week. And I wake up, and then I just start throwing up violently.
Oh, fuck.
Then I'm, like, shivering. Like, I got the chills. I felt like I had a fever.
Food poisoning.
My piss was coming out brown.
What?
Yep. Well, it turns out I had, what do you call it?
Legionnaire's disease?
Yeah, Legionnaire's disease. Dehydration and like, you know, sunstroke. Not a full-blown heat stroke. It wasn't a stroke. It was heat exhaustion.
Oh, wow.
And dehydration.
Yeah, that's bad.
But that's one of the telltale signs. I looked at all the symptoms and I'm like, cause I said to her, I was like, I may have to go to the hospital.
Absolutely.
And she's like, all right, you know, and I couldn't stop throwing up. Like I had nothing left.
Holy shit. That's bad.
Yeah. It was really bad. Cause I got too much. We were on the beach like 5 hours a day at least. And I use like SPF 8.
Yeah. I'd use 4.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She uses like 800 with bronzer in it. So
I use the highest I could find.
She looks great though. She's got this really nice, like, I don't know, Brazilian tan, right? And she had the most
sunscreen on.
And I looked like a big fat lobster.
Well, now you should wear sunscreen.
Well, yeah, it's too late now. Now I don't want to
moving forward.
Now I won't even go outside when it's sunny. Like I'm just like I'm done. I told her, I said, especially now with this heat wave we're having this week, I said I'm ready for a fall. I am absolutely ready. I was okay after we came back. I'm like now I'm ready for the fall. I'm done with this heat. I don't want nothing to do with it.
It's been hot.
It's scorching. I mean, there's nothing. I put the heat on in my car. Just low to go to work because once I step into work, it's so hot in the building. They don't have air conditioning in the building that I will start downpouring sweat before I even clock in.
Fuck.
Right. So I'm trying to like get ready for it by getting a little heat in the car.
You want to start sweating before you get to
work. Well, yeah, I want to kind of get used to the temperature change because it's not as hot outside as it is inside the building. In the building, it's like, it's like Haiti.
Degrees.
It's like a Haitian underwear. It's hot, right? So once you get in there, literally you just start, you bead quickly and then just starts downpouring. Everyone's sitting there just wiping. Everyone's hair is wet. I'm the worst, obviously, but I mean, I can't get over how hot it is in there. And
it is pretty hot.
I could not be there all day, all night. I'm like waiting, like, I gotta go. Let's go. I need some movement, some wind in my face. So I'm over this heat, man. And you know, the worst part is I think that we're going to have a mild winter.
I think so too.
I don't think we're going to have a cold winter at
all.
I
hope that we don't have a cold
winter. But hopefully next summer won't be as hot as this summer. Hopefully it'll be like last summer was the best summer ever. It was never over 85 and it was never high humidity. It was always like cool, like not cool, but it was dirt. It was doable.
It was like a warm.
We didn't get any heat waves last year.
No, we didn't get shit.
Now we're on our third.
Enjoy heat waves. I enjoy this.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I like it.
I'm just curious. Really?
I like the way that the sun feels on me when I'm outside.
But do you respond well to humidity? It doesn't bother you? Like you don't get all neurotic about your hair? I know girls hate humidity because of their hair.
Oh my God, no.
No.
I love it. I love the way, I look like a hippie.
Her hair died a long time ago.
No, I look like a hippie. It looks cool. I think
Oh, like all natural?
Yeah.
Yeah, like unwashed?
Yeah, it looks awesome. I think it looks cool.
Way to strive.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You do thrive in the summer. Thrive to look like a homeless person.
Yeah, but then it's like so hot on stuff. It's like you don't have to worry about wearing makeup and then you get tan and I smoke a lot less because it's hot.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to fucking
smoke. I'm the same way. When I'm outside, it's hard to smoke because you got more heat. That smoke just sticks to you.
I enjoy sweating as well. I'm weird like that.
I don't. Okay. I hate it. I hate it more than
anything. I don't ever sweat. It's very rare. So when I actually do sweat, I enjoy it a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? And it's always only just my back that sweats.
What are you, a Wookiee?
So like my porch at my house, like I have a back porch that's like, it's got a bunch of windows and stuff. And that's where I like smoke cigarettes. And I just sit in there and it gets... Because there's no, like, real breeze.
Right. Yeah. I gotcha.
So I just sit in there, and I can feel, like, the sweat dripping down my back, and I like it.
I'm going to fucking vomit.
It's probably the neighbor urinating on her shoulders.
Oh, my God. Shut up. But like other parts will start to get like warm and stuff.
Oh, I bet.
But like, no, I mean like my forehead won't sweat, you jackass.
My taint is beating.
I hate you. But like, yeah, I like that. I like that feeling. I don't know. It's weird.
See, I don't.
I used to love summertime until this conversation.
You don't get like all sweaty or anything? Yeah. Or something, do you?
Yeah, it's disgusting, but I still love the summertime.
See, that feeling alone is enough for me to not want to be around it, like, at all, you know? Like, I didn't mind when I was down the beach.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sweat. You don't have to worry about, you know, working in the sweat. You're just laying out.
No, you're just hanging out.
Yeah. But during the week, you're just
If I had to do a lot of physical activity outside, it would probably bother me.
It sucks.
Because I remember when I used to be a camp counselor, and this was back in the day, and it was a really hot summer. Mm-hmm. And I fucking hated it. I was like, I don't even like
See,
summer
that's
anymore.
What I think it is, because you work in air conditioning, and you do too.
Our offices are so cold, we have to wear blankets.
Yeah, see, that's my girlfriend's the same way. She's like, you know, it's not that hot out today. I'm like, you're in an office.
Yeah, if I had to be outside,
fuck that.
I would change.
Yeah, you're in a medical office. Fuck that. I'm in a truck with no air conditioning.
Yeah.
That's painted dark. It's basically a microwave on wheels.
But is it only when you're working that it bothers you?
We have a temperature gauge on our trucks, in the trucks. And today, this was today, it got to 115 by 9
that
o'clock.
It seems like there's like some labor laws being...
Somebody died in Arizona.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like some labor laws are being broken at this.
Yeah, well, not in third world countries, but this is standard.
I don't know, it seems bizarre to me.
I expect to look in the back of my truck and see like 10 Asian kids putting iPhones together. That's how hot it is in my fucking...
Yeah, I mean, 110 degrees is unbearable.
Yeah, I mean, when was it? It was Tuesday.
Doesn't your body start like cooking?
Versed a pig.
Miss, I'm telling you, no bullshit. I am literally drenched by 10 o'clock in the morning. Like head to toe. Like my socks are wet just from sweat running down.
Can you put a fan in there?
Yeah, it's like 10 Haitians farting in your face.
Oh, so it's just blowing around hot air.
Yeah,
so it's stupid.
Yeah, I have this argument with my girlfriend. She thinks that a fan provides cold air. And I said, no, it just pushes the warm
air
in your face. It circulates it. That's the only positive, but the air doesn't get cooler.
You could buy one of those like, portable air conditioners.
I made one today.
Did you? How?
I ate one today.
I want to know how.
I went and bought a 3-gallon bucket. I bought a small, a car charger powered fan. Small fan. It's like that big. And, I cut 3 holes in the bucket, in the top of the bucket, like on the side, but towards the top.
Okay.
I cut a hole in the lid so the fan rests on top of the hole. And I have 3 PVC pipes coming out of those 3 holes.
Okay.
And if you fill the bucket with ice, you turn the fan on, it blows out like 50 degree air.
That's awesome.
So I haven't tried it yet. Tomorrow's going to be the experiment. The only thing I didn't do that I saw in the instructions was it has to be lined with styrofoam.
Oh.
That way the cold stays, because it's plastic. It's like a cheap plastic bucket.
So it'll melt.
Yeah, it will probably melt faster. Whereas if it was insulated, it would stay colder. So we'll see tomorrow when I... You know, because we have an ice machine at work. So I'm going to fill that fucker and I'm going to turn it on and I'm going to see how it works. I hope it works. If it doesn't, I'm going to be really pissed. I didn't spend a lot. I spent like $20 total.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The fan was the most expensive thing. It was $14.
No.
You know, and then I bought the bucket, the PVC pipe, and that, you know, it came up to
$20. That's awesome.
So we'll see tomorrow how it works.
It's a white trash air conditioner.
It's a, yes, it is. That is right. Yeah. I know. The only difference is you guys hook it up to a car battery on the lawn. Now, I know you're not hooking that up to the generator.
I thought the heat wave was over today.
No.
No?
No, and it's coming back Monday. Actually, Saturday's supposed to be in the mid-90s.
Well, I thought Sunday was supposed to be.
Sunday's supposed to be hot, too, but Monday starts the bullshit rain and high humidity again.
Oh, shit. We're going to get more tornadoes.
Yeah, you know what? At least there'll be a breeze. I don't care. I'll take the breeze at this point.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm ready for winter.
Yeah, I don't think
I can't wait to wear pants, like outside.
I don't think we're going to be in seasonable weather fall-like until at least October, though. Don't you?
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think it's going to be like a warm beginning of October.
It's going to be like an Indian.
Halloween's going to be like a short sleeve, not short sleeve, but like t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt weather.
Yeah, Halloween's like so hard to predict, though.
Yeah. Well, last year it was fucking cold.
Yeah,
but
like
the year
snowed,
before, yeah, the year before was hot.
It was hot as balls. It was like 90 degrees.
No, I was close to it. I remember like 4 years ago, we went to the, what the hell is that stupid thing called? It's, we're supposed to go again in the fall. The, Renaissance Fair in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
And, we went in the end of September. It was like the last couple days of September. No, I'm sorry. It was the first weekend of October. It was, I had on a black dress shirt, like short sleeve and jeans. It was like 88 degrees and it was, we're all on, everything's blacktop. Like we walking on blacktop the whole time. I felt like my feet were like starting to puncture the blacktop. Well, probably because I'm heavy, but still it was so, like we got sunburned. I got sunburned. Like I have pictures of it on Facebook where we were there that day and you could see like my face is beet red from being burnt. And we just were shocked at how hot it was in October.
Yeah. It's fucking weather's weird around here now.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. I can't. Tell.
Global warming?
Is it though? Because sometimes, I mean, last year, last summer and winter, you'd say it's global cooling.
Yeah.
Because we had a mild winter.
I think it's global warming.
I have no fucking clue. Yeah. I mean,
the ice caps still are keep melting. Mm-hmm. So.
But it seems like if you look through history, it seems like there's always an ice age every however many hundred years.
They're thinking
years.
Like 2050.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, I think we'll all be dead, right? 2050?
Maybe not. I know. There's a chance.
2050, they're predicting like an ice age.
Oh, I'm ready. That'll be the time where I need the heat because I'm an old man.
You're going to be like, I'm so cold.
I'm going to Florida with the rest of the Jews. You know, it's funny. Not to make a joke of it, even though it is going to probably sound funny, but it's amazing how Jews love the heat considering... Nazis, not Germany.
Do Jews love the heat?
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
They all live in Florida. They always move. They come from warm.
I thought they all lived in New York.
Well, it's hot in New York, too, in the summer. But no, I mean, but if you think about it, originally they come from a nation that's considerably hot.
No, they're used to it.
Well.
Right?
Not during the Nazi era. I think it got a little too warm.
See, I always thought it was cold over there.
Where? In Jerusalem?
Mm-hmm.
Israel?
Yeah.
No.
I thought Israel was a cold country.
No, a lot of sand.
I thought it could still be cold where there's sand.
Well, no. I mean, it gets cold at night. There's some places in the world where it's like 120 degrees during the day, and it's like 40 degrees at night.
Right.
I don't know how that works, but it does exist.
I don't know.
But they come from a warm region. So the Middle East is warm. Like anywhere close to the Middle East is warm. So, and I don't even ask me about the equator.
That's they're near the equator.
No, I don't know.
There probably is no equator anymore.
What?
The equator.
Well, she remember she's the one who said, "Where do you touch it? Where can you touch it? Like at what point in the on the map can you actually go and put your hand on it? Like it's a big belt for the Earth.
Well, don't you think that they would have like did that?
What?
I don't know. Make an equator like a physical one?
The equator is an imaginary line.
I know, but like, don't you think that they would make it like a tourist attraction? Like, here's the equator.
Well,
in some countries it is, but there's nothing to physically touch.
Yeah,
it's like
they'll say this region, or they might have like a little plaque or something in the ground
saying
this is where like the equator would be.
Okay.
It. No, it's there. It's there. I mean, but like, this is where it's like, kind of like when you go to a, like, there's one, I forget where it is, somewhere in the Northwest there, or maybe it's Southwest. There's a place where you can actually be in all four corners of four states.
Yeah. That was on a TV show.
Yeah. It's like, Nevada, I think Arizona, whatever other shit states are down there.
Breaking Bad, right?
No, it wasn't in Breaking Bad. No, but they're like, see, you don't actually see the state line. Like you don't see those lines you see on the map when you're there. You see what I'm saying? Like, You don't sit there and be like, there's the line. They make the line. They put like an actual like spray paint, say, this is Nevada. This is whatever. Yeah. So that's probably what they do with the equator. They put something that says, this is where the equator is, even though you can't see it or touch it or feel it or whatever.
I didn't know if it was too hot to be on.
Missy's like, where's the belt buckle? Too hot. No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. It's like a line of lava around the earth. You can't walk there. It's too hot. I don't want to burn my feet.
That's what I was thinking.
Dude, can you imagine tour guides literally blowing their brains out, taking her around the equator?
Bill, you're a stupid motherfucker. You know that?
I just got my toes done. I don't want to burn them off.
I don't know. Sometimes there's like weird marvels that things like that happen.
Yeah, I mean,
and maybe not. Not the that. Whole equator, but like some of the equator would be too hot.
I don't know. No, 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 no. No, that's not how it works. It's not a line that's actually in the ground or on the ground. It's like it's actually longitude, latitude. It's like the actual global. So it's the global position of where it's at, where it would be.
Science.
Geography, but yeah.
I mean, there's a little stupid science there, but yeah, it's. It's the location of where, you know, like for instance, it's not like the rings of Saturn. They exist.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not full solid rings. All that is
air and gas.
But it's also like rocks and debris, like not debris, like pieces
debris?
Of
No, that's all on the moon.
When I say debris, I mean like pieces of rock, like some sort of rock.
Yeah, do you know could have been found a planet
or
a star.
I heard like something about it. I heard
it's
something.
It's a Kepler 354 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it yeah, is.
I have those sneakers.
It's like 1,000 times bigger than Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics of it. I just heard about
they
it.
They say that a year in Kepler is like 400 and some days instead of our amount.
Okay, so it's only 100 and some days.
Yeah, but it's bigger there. We can go there.
Wait, how is that possible if it's far away, right?
Yeah. It's 14 million light years away.
See, I always thought that our days were measured by how many revolutions around the sun.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, so is it our sun that it's...
No, it has its own sun.
Okay, I was going to say, that doesn't make sense. If it's that big and that far away,
no.
I would think it'd take longer to go... Around, no, like has, a lot, 100 more days. I mean, like 1,000 million years,
no,
whatever.
It's got its own sun and moon and shit. It's got its whole shit going on.
Okay. So it has its own solar system.
Yeah, it's probably like filled with
all. It actually has a sun? Own sun?
I'm pretty
cool. I didn't hear that.
Nah, sun?
That sounds like a big ass fucking discovery.
It was a huge deal.
No, I mean, like, I would think that's like press conference.
NASA had a fucking press conference.
Obama went on there.
No.
Let me be clear.
Oh,
there's me. Another sun. Nah, son.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Something came out last week about Obama using the N-word or something.
He did. He used it. He was talking about it.
Yeah. In his speech. And then some asshole on one of these right-wing assholes on TV is like, oh, how come it's okay for Obama? I mean, he's half white. Why is it okay for him to use it? He's describing the N. Like, he's not calling people, hey, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, he's not.
That's what certain people were trying to justify.
Yeah,
Hulk Hogan's thing.
Yeah. That is, to me, I don't even know the whole story. I heard bits and pieces of it.
Me and Chris were trying to find the audio today.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to find it for a while.
Well, what was the gist of it? Just give me the gist of it.
Oh, I know the gist.
Okay.
Okay, the gist was he was talking to Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. It was from
Is recently?
No, it's from the sex tape.
Okay, I was going to say, because they're not friends
anymore.
No,
it's audio from the actual sex tape.
I saw the tape.
Well,
That's pillow talk for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it's him.
Well, listen up, nigger.
It's him talking about his daughter was dating a black guy.
Oh, yeah. A blacker guy?
A black guy. I don't know what's wrong with
blacker than who?
Wesley Snipes?
No such thing.
That's true. So
he lives by the equator.
Shut up. He was saying he didn't care if she dated a black guy, but he was using the other word, but he just wanted him to be rich.
Is that what he said?
Pretty much. He wanted him to be like a sports guy. Or like a rapper or something. Like, he wouldn't even have a lot of money. Like, if she was going to go that way, why wouldn't she go that way with somebody who has a lot of money?
Oh, so he's a, wait, what do you call that? Besides being, there's a special kind of racism there. What do you call that?
I think you're describing this wrong.
No, man. I read the
transcript. He's not okay with it, but if she's going to do it.
That's what I, okay.
Do it.
Okay.
All right. More like that.
Yeah. Because like multiple times he said, fucking niggers.
Right.
Like multiple times in the transcript.
Yeah. That would have been a great soundbite. That would have been.
Well, it'll be on the internet soon enough, I'm sure.
I'm talking about
lawsuit
him
right now.
Oh. Somebody will leak it. Nobody has yet. I scoured the entire internet for it.
I mean, he's suing for like $100 million, right?
Hulk Hogan is?
For this sex tape?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something like that. He's never going to get it.
Nah. So anyway, yeah, it was more like that.
By the way, that chick was hot. His wife or ex-wife, yeah. Whatever she is. She was fucking gorgeous. I remember seeing her
on Stern.
I never
watched it.
No, I just remember her from Stern. If you look her up, she was. I don't know what she looks like now. But,
I mean, the sex tape thing was amazing.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever thought Hulk Hogan was attractive ever in your life?
Never.
I mean, I would think that he looks I don't know, like movie magic. Like monstrous.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, but Arnold Schwarzenegger used to get pussy and still did, I guess.
I don't know.
Knocked up his maid.
He downgraded to the maid.
Wow.
Did he really?
I heard the maid was good looking.
Really?
Yeah. When he used to fuck her. I don't know about now.
No. Hulk Hogan is like...
Arnold, no home.
He's like a...
No blowjob right now.
He's like a cartoon character or something. He doesn't seem real.
Right. Like, do you think when he goes... When he's about to have sex with a woman, he like rips off his shirt.
Probably he does now because he's old.
Man. Like when he does it in a ring, he just rips it off.
Probably not when he was young. He probably got it all the time. But now that he's old, he probably has to do some fucking shtick to get laid. I would think. He's old as fuck.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not disputing his age. I'm just saying, like, I don't see how he's sought after by millions of women.
I don't think he is. I think it's a lot.
I think there's more men that want him.
Yeah, men probably want him pounded out.
Not with the hands either.
But yeah, no, he's not attractive. His whole family I never thought was attractive.
Yeah, like I don't think his daughter's...
No?
His daughter's kind of scary looking.
Wife was attractive.
His wife
son
looked
wasn't.
Like 5 pounds or 10 pounds of shit in a 5 pound bag. She looked like she's ready to pop.
Yeah, she looked like a sardine.
No.
Or like liverwurst.
I don't eat meat in a can. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, that old
Christmas
family.
Dinner is spam for her.
Shut up. But no, I didn't think any of them were good looking. And they all looked like each other. But the wife and husband, like wife and Hulk Hogan, they were weird.
I don't know. They're all kind of weird looking. He just, to me, he looks like a make-believe character.
Yeah, like
he doesn't
like
look real to me. His skin looks like leather. Like his old leather couch I used to have. And I don't know, he's just a freaky looking dude. And how do you have a mullet with no hair on the top of your head?
You need to let it go, man. You need to like shave it all.
Yeah. I remember in Rocky, when he was in Rocky 3, mm-hmm. he still had that shit. It looked horrible. It was like 3 or 4 strands up top before he went completely, I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, he used to wear that bandana all the time.
Well, yeah, to cover his bald spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he would take it off when he got in a ring, and you see the glare from the lights of the arena.
Put it back on.
Like, no wonder why he won all the time.
It's a diversion.
He won all the time because it was fake.
Well, yeah, that too, yeah. I'm just, for all the people that listen that still think it's real.
You're in for a surprise.
Yeah. Good thing Marco skipped the show.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, right? He'd be crying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Next thing you can tell me, there's no Santa. Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised, though, Hulk Hogan being racist.
He's a 60-year-old guy from Georgia.
Yeah.
Who's shocked that a 60-year-old guy from Georgia does not want their daughter dating a black
dude? And when he started in wrestling, there wasn't that many black guys around him. Junkyard Dog?
Yeah.
No one even understands what he says half the time before he died. You talk like the dude from Waterboy. Thank you.
Yeah, but he was living in Miami forever, and he was exposed to the world internationally and stuff. Like,
I don't know. There's a handful of black people coming out to support Hulk Hogan, like famous black people.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like who?
Anybody good?
George Foreman.
Wow.
George Foreman.
Here's my thing. Now, George Foreman came out and said, I've known Hulk Hogan 20 years. He's not a racist, blah, blah, blah. Let it play out.
Right.
Here's my thing. And I don't know. I'm not black, so I
no?
don't know how I would take this if I was. But thinking about it, like, so George Foreman's good enough to be Hulk's friend, but he's not good enough to fuck Hulk's daughter. Like, how would you feel about that?
I mean, don't you think that about your friends in general anyway?
What do you mean?
Don't you?
George Foreman's race is good enough to be Hulk's friend, but not good enough to fuck his daughter.
I mean,
a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, but that's fucked up.
It is fucked up, but a lot of people feel that way. I think it's, think about this. 50 years ago, neither one was that acceptable.
Right.
Okay. But then as time goes on and civil rights start to get a little bit better, you know, black people, white people, whatever ethnic groups they are, they become friends, they hang out, you know, whatever. But there was still that line. No. You don't touch our women. We don't touch yours. Basically, it's like stay within your race, but you can socialize. It was almost like a reformed KKK type of
thing. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like.
Well, it's still kind of that way. I think that in society today, I think it's still worse to think of mixed couples than it is of being friends with another race. I still think it's that way today. I don't think being friends with someone is a big deal like it used to be, as opposed to being involved intimately with someone. I think on a lot of people is still, they're like, I don't know about that.
So you don't think that racism has evolved enough yet?
No, racism is, in my lifetime, it is never going to go away. It'd just be different versions.
Our generation needs to die off before.
More than that. No, I think even the generation after us has to die off.
I think progress will be made after our generation dies off.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And it doesn't matter. By the time the generation after us dies off, the majority of the population of at least this country will be mixed race anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It'll all change at some point. We won't be around for it, but it will change. Change is going to come. But, you know, it's not going to happen while we're around. But I do believe that I think more people, there's probably a lot of people out there that are like, oh, you know, I got tons of black friends or whatever the old cliche line is.
Yeah, that's such a racist thing to say.
But even people that actually do have a lot of black friends.
Right.
You know, they may love their black friends, love to hang out with them, care for their families, this and that. But they may still have something inside that says, yeah, but I don't want them dating my daughter or my son, depending on whatever, whoever it is. Like, I still think that some people have still that line there in the sand. It's like, okay, we regressed or we progressed and said, okay, you know, society, blah, blah, blah. But there's still some people that don't want to mix race. And it's even like that on the black side. You know how many older women don't like black men being with white women?
Yeah.
They get angry about it. Like, real, they don't get like white people do and burn churches down.
No, but they get mad.
But they get mad, right. And they, you know, they talk shit.
They talk a lot of shit, but right. They don't really ever get violent. Mm-mm. Like, kill people for that.
No, they can't. If look at the guy in fucking in Connecticut, you know, you get pulled over. He got pulled over for not having a license plate in the front, which is not a big deal, by the way, in that state, in Ohio.
I thought it was Connecticut.
I mean, Connecticut. When I say Ohio. Mm. And yeah, in Connecticut. It's not a big deal in that state.
But it is against the law, right?
I don't think so. Because he had a back license plate.
Right. But so, in Jersey, you need both.
I think so, yeah.
But in there's Philly, you don't. In, yeah.
Well, Philly's not a state.
Right.
No, yeah. In Pennsylvania, you don't.
Yeah. Right. But that's what I'm saying. There's some states that is mandatory to have both. And there's some, and I don't think that Connecticut was one of those mandatory back and front type things.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was, first of all, it was a campus police officer from UConn campus police officer.
Right.
Okay. Doing a traffic stop off campus. Right there, it doesn't need to be done. Who cares?
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. So it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so this guy, he says, you know, you don't have a front license plate. And the guy's like, okay.
It was an extra $20. Fuck you. I don't need it.
Right. Well, yeah, and he said, like, well, I have it in here. I just don't.
Or whatever the fuck he had, he said. And then the guy asked him for his license. And he says, first he said he had it. Then he's like, I don't have it, but you can look it up. I don't have any traffic violations or anything. And then he had a bottle of gin, a small bottle of gin in the car, and he gave it to the cop. Cop put it on the roof of the car. And I guess he was just asking him questions or whatever. But then the cop opens the driver's side door.
Well, because he kept asking for his physical license, and the cop and the guy was like,
"Look it up,
just look it up, just look it up." And he's like, "Sir, are you not showing me your license because you don't have it on you?" And he wouldn't answer the question.
I understand that, but the cop was physically trying to open the door.
Yeah, and then he tried to open the door.
And then a guy pulled, he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He pulled the door closed. He's like, what are you doing? He had both hands on the door like this. Mm. So his hands, you could see his hands the whole time. He had nothing in his hands. And at some point, I guess the guy put the car in drive to drive away.
Mm.
And the cop pulls the gun out before he even pulled away and shot him right in the head. And then the car rolled down the street. Right next to the telephone pole. Like, he went up on the curb, on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and you know. And then he tells the cops on the scene what happened, and he says, he tried to run me over, so I fired a round at him. And he forgot that he turned his body cam on in the car. He has a body cam, like, you know,
right
in the front of his uniform. He forgot. I mean, he must have forgot that it was turned on, the audio was on, because you can't see from the cop car. What happened? Actually, I don't know yet. They should have dash cams.
They might have it.
But regardless, it's like, there's no reason to draw your weapon. And
fuck no.
The cops are trained to not use guns. Like, they're trained with guns, but I'm saying they're trained to uphold the law without
guns. They're trained that if they do pull out their gun, the intent is to kill. So they do everything before that to not.
No, it's not just intent to kill. It's also to scare. You know, if I
have friends that are cops, they said that they were never taught that it's to use it as a way to scare people.
Well, it seems to work.
Yeah.
But
at this point, cops don't even need to pull out their gun to scare people.
No, they don't. Everybody's terrified. They don't. They don't. But this guy murdered that guy. That guy did nothing wrong to end up the way he did.
He shot him in the fucking
honestly,
face twice.
He did nothing wrong to even be arrested for anything. There's nothing, even if he had no license, you don't get arrested for that. You get a ticket.
Yeah.
You know, and a fine. Maybe a court appearance. You don't get arrested for that.
No, you never get arrested for that.
And this guy blew his fucking head off because I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know. This guy has no, like, this cop has, like, no prior problems or whatever. I keep saying cop. He's a fucking college cop.
Why do you have guns? Yeah.
Right. Right.
Like, that's bizarre to me. Why do campus security have guns?
We have a campus security here at Rowan.
Do they have guns?
Yes.
Do they really?
Yes.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. They have guns. Yep. They got everything. They got everything that regular cops have. It says, that's why it says Rowan Police. It doesn't say security. It says police. So I don't know if it's a subsidiary of the department, the town department.
Jesus Christ.
But there is, like, it's funny too. They have the same exact fucking cars. So when they're behind you, you're like, fuck.
And then
they drive by and you're like,
this ain't a real cop.
Yeah. You almost feel guilty that you weren't speeding or doing something against the law to kind of rub it in their face. Like, go fuck yourself.
All right, you throw your bottle of vodka out the window at them.
Yeah. Yeah. A Molotov cocktail out the window. Yeah. Like, it pisses me off. It's like, fuck, you know, I can't believe I just drove like an asshole, like a grandmother for 6 miles.
Not even paying attention to the road at that point. You're just staring in your rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Is it going to pull me over?
Right. But, like, you know, why do cops have guns? Why does security have guns? Unless it's like,
I have no idea.
I understand
crazy.
Private security, people that like bodyguards. I get that sort of, but even that I kind of don't get. But see, this is kind of why there's a little bit of a gun problem. See, I'm not an anti-gun, but when shit like this happens, it's like there's so many people in this country, and I'm sure around the world, but mostly in this country, that should not have a firearm because they're not mentally right in the head or they have an agenda. You know, to be a police is to uphold the law. It's not to be in the revenge business, you know? You're not trying to get back at anybody, or you're not trying to hurt anybody, or you're not trying to, you know, wipe out a race. I mean, do I blame black people for rioting and looting? No, I don't. I don't. I don't sit there and see the thing that happened in Ferguson and be like, this is horse shit. Honestly, if this is the way they got to fucking make a stink about what happened, you know what? Who am I to judge, honestly? Because there's no justice for black people. That's what we're
just
saying.
No, there's not. But at the same time, it's black people destroying black-owned business in majority black towns. It doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying what they do is right, but who am I to judge on how they react?
If they're going to burn something down, burn down the police department.
But I was about to say, they can't do that. I was just about to say, it's not like they can go and burn the police department or loot the police department.
But you're looting, like, your neighbor's business.
Yeah. In theory, you are. But at the same time, it's like, you know, this is the whole, I guess, uprising or against the movement, even though you're hurting your own kind and, you know, your own community. At the same time, it's like you're trying to basically show some sort of symbol like, yo, we're pissed.
Yeah.
You keep fucking us over. You keep, you know, treating us like this. I honestly can't judge it because what else are they going to do? They can't go out and start shooting cops. Although
no.
You would think that would be the equal thing to do.
Right.
But could you imagine? That's what I'm waiting for. And I almost wouldn't be upset. I think that sometime in the future, there's going to be that one family that just cannot handle what happened to their son, you know, with a police-involved shooting where it's like murder, where somebody in that family goes after the cop or the cop's family. It's almost like, do you blame them, though? Because if it was me, if somebody killed, you know, somebody murdered my kid or my brother or whatever because of his skin color, you damn right I'd go after. I'd get justice my way.
Yeah.
Whether it's my family behind my back or not, I'll go to prison for that. But why not? Why wouldn't you do that? Find out where this guy lives, fucking burn his house down. I'm the bad guy now? Really? I'm the bad guy. I mean, yeah, blood for blood. Look, that's how they used to do it back in the day. Let's do it now. You want to wrongfully kill my family member? I'm going to wrongfully kill you or your family member in public's eye. But to me, it's the right thing to do.
And it's a shame because cops get a bad rap because of a minority of their force that acts like this. There really needs to be better standards for hiring police officers.
I was watching they released that video yesterday for the first time or the day before, one of these past couple of days. And I was watching CNN and, there was a ex police commissioner or something, I don't know, who was talking about this. And he's an old guy. He's an older guy and he's absolutely like, he looks like he's beaten to death from all this. And he's just like, I just don't understand what made this guy do what he did. I mean, I can't. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Nobody should have done. And he's saying how every law enforcement or division of law enforcement should have body cams. Because
I thought it was a law that it was going to be put in
effect. It is. Okay. Especially now. Probably going to have this guy's name on it. But, you know. Because he said he's like 9 times out of 10, this clears police officers.
Absolutely.
And then I'm thinking 9 times out of 10, so there's 10 murderers for every 100 cops. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, great. You know, there's like 10 scumbags per 100. You know, it's like, think about that. That's horrible.
I don't know that the percentage is that high, but
would you be surprised if it was?
It wouldn't shock me at all.
Well, then why wouldn't it? It's definitely a possibility and a fair one. I mean, it
kind of reminds me of something my mom said the other night. My mom is like defending Bill Cosby.
You're kidding me still?
I swear to God. And she's like, oh, I guarantee you half those women are lying. I said, okay, so he raped 15 girls. That makes it okay.
Wait, what did she say?
She said, I guarantee you half of those women are lying.
I like your mom. I said, okay,
so we raped 15 girls.
I'm
not
supporting Bill Cosby at all. I just like your mom because that might be the funniest thing I've heard all week. Tell your mom to come over. I'll give her a Cosby coffee. No, but seriously, like, it's funny. You say how George Foreman was defending Hulk Hogan. Well, Whoopi Goldberg was defending Bill Cosby. And now she's right. basically, in a nutshell, she's like, well, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it acts like a duck, probably a duck.
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it rapes women.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably a rapist.
He pretty much admitted it before but, it you know, came out.
It's funny. You know, George Foreman came out and supported Hogan. A couple other people did. But then there's people that came out and supported him where Hulk's probably like, you know what? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. OJ.
Dennis Rodman.
OJ from prison.
Dennis Rodman was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And Tito Ortiz. You don't need those people supporting you.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what, guys? I got this. Shut the fuck up.
What did Tito Ortiz do?
He, like, beat his wife.
Beat his wife.
Oh, that's right. He beat up Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, bad.
She probably deserved it.
She's pretty fucking crazy.
She's a whore.
I think he probably liked that about her, though.
I don't know. I think it's fucked up. I think the whole thing's fucked up. And Cosby's so guilty.
So guilty.
I'll tell you what. Cosby, that's probably one of the most shocking things I've ever heard in Hollywood. Like, as far as, like, you know, you have OJ murdered his wife. You have, what's his name? Robert Blake murdered his wife. That didn't really shock me so much, you know? But Cosby raping so many women, that kind of shocks me. Because Cosby was he was like this wholesome, family-oriented. He gave back to the community. He's done so much for Temple.
And I hear you on that, but at the same time, he is fucking famous. What is he raping women for? He probably had them three at a time if he wanted them.
He's married.
So it means he needs to rape?
Well,
maybe he can get a hotel room and get fucking 10 of them back to his room that would have willingly fucked them.
Lazy.
No, but think about it. If you give them, like, drugs, like date rape drugs or whatever, half these girls won't remember anything. So it's kind of like you're wiping away the evidence.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know? It's actually kind of brilliant. You could see where that Temple degree went to good use.
Oh, my God.
He could have had...
I had a minor in chemical science.
Oh, my God.
He could have had tons of sex without raping.
Walter White was making blue crystal meth, and Bill Cosby was making the perfect date rape drug.
Oh, my God.
This is what I like to call the Coos cocktail. Oh, I think it's hilarious. I mean, not what happened in women, but it's just that it's Bill fucking Cosby.
Yeah,
I used to love the Cosby Show.
He's the last person in Hollywood you would thought rape somebody.
I used to watch the Cosby Show religiously, like every week. You know, I loved it. I thought it was great. It was a fun show. It was a funny show. It was different. You know, it was almost like the more wholesome version of the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Because I loved the Jeffersons as a kid. Still love it. I watch it when it's on TV. But it was just different. And I'm like, wow, this is a good show. And then Bill Cosby does all these family things. You know, he used to do a special on TV every year, the things kids say or kids say the darnest things or whatever, where he'd have these little tiny kids and they just say something like messed up. And, you know, he would like, right. It was like a family type thing. You know, and he's the Jell-O guy, the Coca-Cola guy. Right.
Yeah.
Right. He's like,
I literally went to Cosby sweater parties. Yeah.
Did you wake up? Did your asshole hurt?
Hopefully you didn't have anything to drink there.
Why is there cum between my toes?
It's probably left over from last week.
That's one of the things he liked to do. He was like a foot guy.
He would fuck their feet?
Oh, I don't know if he fucked their feet. He doped their feet and left them. No, I don't know what he did. I know he was like a foot guy because he liked to give foot rubs. A lot of the women said it would start with a foot rub. And
that was him just wasting time until the fucking drugs kicked in.
Right. They'd wake up the next day. Their feet felt great, but their pussies hurt.
Fuck. A big black dick. Big black dick.
The only person I don't believe is Chelsea Handler. She claims that Cosby invited her up to his room when she was doing stand-up back in the day, and
I think Bill had higher standards
she
than
brought,
that.
Yeah, because if you look at some of these women that have come out, Chelsea Handler looks like a fucking rabid dog, and she brought a friend with her in the room because she didn't feel comfortable, I guess. I don't know. She thought that – she claimed she knew that there was something up with it or whatever. I don't believe her. But, you know, I just don't see Bill Cosby – you know, going after Chelsea Handler. I saw what she looked like when she was younger. She wasn't better looking, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So,
I've never seen what any of them look like, any of the girls.
There's like two I saw, and they're older now. Some of them are older, but they still look good. I mean, they were a lot younger than him when he did it. So, I mean, they're in their probably 40s now. Some of them are in their 40s, some of them are in their late 30s. Some of them were like fucking 20, 21, you know, mid-20s, late 20s. Oh, it's a pussy party. Like, he was all for it. I mean, God, this guy.
I don't know how much I believe Janice Dickinson, to be honest with you, either.
She just seems like a troublemaker.
She just seems like, oh, let me just get involved because I want to be relevant.
Yeah. Put me back in the yeah. Get a sex change if you want to be relevant.
Yeah, she looks, man. You
yeah,
look
sure,
like
he looks like one, right? Yeah.
I grew a dick. I gave her my dick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look who it is. It's Jimmy Dickinson. No. How's my penis?
Yeah, man. Fucking, I can't. You know what? I hope that whole thing goes to trial. I really do. I'm praying for like a long, drawn out OJ style trial. I'd love to see that on court TV, watching Bill sweating in his chair.
Yeah, did you see the car chase in Jersey/Philly the other day?
Yeah, I heard about it.
That shit was insane.
I heard. I didn't see it.
Oh my God, it started in Somerdale.
Mm-hmm.
Or Lawnside.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy stole underwear from Pathmark.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went over the bridge.
Do you blame him? It was probably the ones he was wearing were wet.
He went over the bridge and he came back and then he went back over the bridge again. And
did he pay the toll?
No. Everyone keeps asking that every time.
How did he get over the bridge?
He
without,
just fucking drove through it.
Did he break the things?
No. And the,
they all have the arm that comes down on the bridge.
On the, in the, well, women's side, I don't think they do.
Yeah, the one, is this the one with the white van?
Yeah.
Yeah, that van is right. We saw the van that morning. It was still on the street with That's the awesome. Police line around it. Yeah. That was the first I actually saw of it.
Really?
I was like, what are all these cops doing?
Oh my
doing
God,
out
I
here?
Had so many friends in my Facebook feed taking like different video yeah. from it happening.
It was right, while it was right happening. Down, right around the corner from the road where I work, where the airport is.
Oh.
Yeah, on Enterprise Avenue.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, or. Is it Enterprise Avenue yeah. / Island Avenue.
When they arrested him, he was wearing a Giants jersey.
Good as fuck him. Was it Jason Pierre-Paul?
I don't know.
He wears underwear yeah. with dick holes.
4-finger discount.
3 fingers. He lost two, right?
No, the guy from the Buccaneers lost two. He just lost his index, I think.
That's it? No. Yeah. Oh, no. He had surgery on his thumb. That's yeah. it. It was really bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guy. Wait, what guy from Tampa lost too? Recently?
Yeah, cornerback. Same time as Pierre Paul.
With the same thing? Fireworks?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. Mm-hmm.
Were they together?
They probably went to the same college.
Oh, my God.
Let's shoot fireworks at each other. That sounds like a wonderful one.
Idiots.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking morons, man.
Seriously, you're playing football. Why?
Some people, I swear, the stupidity from some people are just...
It's crazy.
I don't
it makes
get
me
it.
Look smart.
No, it doesn't.
I would never fucking light a firework off
honestly,
my head.
I have to agree with her. She kind of looks a little bright. She seems a little brighter than these idiots. It's almost a shame that they make all that money and she doesn't.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Well.
That does suck.
I mean, cause think about it. If, like, Pierre Paul is obviously, I don't know who this Tampa guy is, but he obviously isn't as good of a player as Pierre Paul.
No, nobody even talked about him.
Okay. Yeah. Cause this is the first I heard of it. So Pierre Paul makes millions and millions and millions of dollars a year and has accumulated millions of dollars over his career. And he's a decent player. Like he's a good, I mean, I wouldn't say he's Hall of Famer, but he's definitely not going to be now. But he's a better than average player. Okay. Solid. You make all that money. You probably have, he probably lives in what? Is it fair to say he lives in a $5 million house? Maybe one of his houses is that expensive. He probably has a shit ton of cars, maybe has a boat. Okay. You can't pay a guy, a professional, to do fireworks for you and your
Seriously.
Family? That's what I'm saying.
It's weird.
What makes you think you can handle... I don't know what... I still have not heard what it was that blew his hand up.
He had a van load full of fireworks.
Oh, that's
It's not like he had smoking. A couple fireworks. He had a van load full of fireworks.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess there's fun in setting off fireworks. I've never personally set off fireworks.
I don't find it intriguing to set off.
No, I like to watch them. Yeah.
But I don't want to set them off. No, you know, like, bad. I was always scared when I was younger when my friends would light bottle rockets. I was always afraid one would shoot me in the face.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, go ahead, light one. I'm like, no.
No,
I was a pussy. I was, you know, I just, cause I know.
Were you a pussy or do you like your hands?
Yeah.
But it wasn't even the hand. I was worried about my face, my eyes or something. Oh, my eye. I can't see that.
God damn it.
Yeah. It's fucked up. So you make all that money and you can't get a professional to do fireworks for you.
Maybe it's like a tradition in his family.
What, to blow off your finger?
Yeah.
Well, you think you'd be able to handle them properly. I don't know. It's stupid as fuck.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
Fuck him.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't like him anyway.
Isn't he going to get a robot finger?
Uh-huh.
Isn't he going to...
All right. Oh, fuck. Isn't he going to...
Robot?
You got a pig finger?
No. Didn't they say they were going to give him a robot finger?
No, I never heard this.
No, I think you said he was going to get a robot finger.
Yeah, I think you want him to get a robot finger. You want him to date your friend with the robot hand.
I do. I do think he's getting a robot finger.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm looking it up.
Look it up. You mean a prosthetic?
Google JPP robot.
You remember the guy from Sons of Anarchy? He got his fingers cut off?
Yeah.
He's probably going to have one of them. It's probably going to be like this thing that fits over his hand with one finger attached to it. He's not going to use it during the game. Who was the player that had his finger cut off?
Ronnie Lott.
Why did he have his finger cut off?
Because it wouldn't heal right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So he cut his finger off so he could play. That was a real man.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't use...
I got 10 fingers. I don't need them all.
And he didn't use drugs to rape women. He did that shit au natural.
I fucked these bitches without drugs.
Yeah, fuck drugs. You're just getting raped. And you're going to know about it.
You know what his drug was? He'd walk on and be like, I'm Ronnie Lott,
bitch.
Yeah,
I'm Ronnie Lott. That's right. I'm Lott. You know why my name's Ronnie Lott? Because I get Lott of pussy. Even though I don't have a lot of fingers, I got a lot of pussy. Yeah, I really think you're going to be looking at your phone for another 4 years trying to find that robot finger story.
Yeah, it's not real.
There's no such thing as robot limbs yet. You know that, right?
Yes. I'm dumbing it down. I mean like a...
Oh, prosthetic.
Not a prosthetic, though. Something that's movable and shit.
Like a robot finger? I don't think so.
All right, well...
That technology is not... It's being worked on, and they've done some cool things, but it's not available to everybody yet.
But he's famous.
Doesn't matter. Rich. He didn't pay anybody to set off fireworks. He's probably just going to fucking borrow someone else's finger or something. Like, he's not going to fucking pay. He didn't pay... What would it cost for him to hire someone to fire fireworks? Like, $100? An hour even? Just say, look, I'll give you $100 for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. Or I'll give you $200 for 2 hours of work. That's it. You know, he makes that like when he farts on the bench when the offense is on the field. So for every time he farts, he makes $200 probably, if not more. Like you mean to tell me you can't pay somebody and now this guy's going to shell out millions of dollars to get a fucking bionic finger?
Or if you're going to set off fireworks, read the instructions properly.
The instructions are in Chinese.
Well, then don't set off fireworks, dumbass.
That's the best.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's no robot finger. This weird, like, family nursery rhyme thing started coming up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
When I was...
Hey, I have a question.
What?
Real quick. Because you said nursery rhyme, so it just made me think. Did you run out and buy Dr. Seuss's book?
No, but I'm going to.
Yeah, okay. I figured you'd be the first one to buy it.
No, I'm going to, though.
Sharpen up, maybe, you know.
I fucking forgot about it.
No, I just figured you'd want to improve you some reading skills.
Hey. Well, dumb bitches like dumb things!
Oh, my God!
That's new, and I like
that
it.
That is new, and it's loud and aggressive.
And I like it. Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we should wrap it up.
It's 10:30.
Yeah. Hey, quickly, I don't know if you've watched it. I know me and Chris have been talking about
it. I've watched it. I know what you're going to talk about.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Yeah.
Great.
The second episode was so fucking good.
Oh, I liked them both. I laughed my ass off the first one.
But the second one, I was dying the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really happy for Bobby Kelly. I think this is definitely a hit for sure. I can't.
He's great in it.
Yeah. I hope we get him on. Marco's going to work on getting him on sometime down the road.
Marco's normally working on getting him off.
Phone sex?
Yeah, that show's awesome. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it on demand. It's unedited.
I watched it on demand and there was cursing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was stoked.
That's what he just said.
I know. I was just like agreeing with him.
Retarded. It's my retarded echo. Mm.
If you had a side of your brain that was Down syndrome, that was it.
There you go.
Watch it on demand. It's unedited. I watched it on demand and they curse.
Hi, Chris.
This is a perfect song to go out on.
She's got Down syndrome.
Thanks. Oh, there we go. I like it. But, yeah, whatever. Fuck you guys. We'll be back next week, though, and we'll be continually back every week for now on, right?
Yeah, I don't see...
Yeah, for a little while. Everybody's been very upset that we haven't been on.
Yeah, and keep checking iTunes in the upcoming week. We're going to load at least one show up.
There you go.
Even though there's three that we're...
we're debating.
Right. All right, cool.
Bye, nigga! Around, hang out on clouds, then look her down. This concludes our broadcast day. Click.